This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Or should we say, when we last ended our last episode, we were about to kind of see what was happening at the United Alliance of Evil dinner party. That's right, the Alliance leader, we're actually going to go back a little bit. The Alliance leader has not yet made his entrance. Everything is as normal as it happened in history. Andros, readying himself to make an approach on the United Alliance of Evil, wearing his cloak completely disguised and unnoticed. What are you doing, Andros?
So I haven't entered yet, right?
Nope.
I'm still outside. Okay. First things first. How many sentries do they have? I wanna scope that out and see exactly how many sentries they have and where they are.
All right, so Andros kind of approaches the scene, making a head count of all the possible villains and sentries that may become a threat later on. Suddenly, Joe Shi comes out of invisibility behind Andros, grabbing his hand and teleporting Andros out of this scene.
I did that.
They arrive on the Hyper Force time ship. Andros is taken aback, and Eddie approaches him, trying to explain what just happened.
Don't freak out. I know what you were planning to do. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Oh, first off, your Majesty.
Sorry.
Nice to meet you. We are the Hyper Force Rangers. We're from the future. We are here to be a part of this time as well because we understand that Zordon is in there and we want to make sure that he stays safe because someone from various time leaps has come here to try to take him.
I should probably stop holding your hand now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Stop touching me. Yeah.
I go up and hold his hand. It's going to be okay.
I have no clue who any of you are, and I do not like being touched by people I don't know.
Actually, he kind of smells, so I don't want to touch your head anymore.
So the sure rest enough. Of the Hyper Force Rangers kind of surround Andros as they try to explain to him what is going on, and we have what appears to be a black alpha. This is Alpha 55. However, it has a completely different voice. Vesper is still speaking from Alpha 55's body.
Andros, we've gone through a lot to reach this point to meet you, and you'll have to forgive us. We're time traveling Power Rangers, and we have been fighting to save the universe for the better part of a year, and to be here with you on this day at this critical juncture in the timeline, it's a little bit off-putting. I'm a little bit starstruck because of the important role that you played in our history.
Basically, what he's trying to say is, we need your help. Something's about to happen to Zordon that may change the course of the universe forever.
What? What's about to happen to Zordon?
Ooh. So there's only so much we can tell you because we don't want to change the course of history, but all we can say is that someone that is there is trying to do something to Zordon that could change what could possibly happen that's going to change later that will actually be better.
Wait, so we can't tell him that...
Well, Chloe, we can tell him certain things, but not other things that might affect his actions and therefore the timeline.
So, as the Hyperforce Rangers are trying to decide what to tell Andros and what not to tell Andros, also on the ship are other allies that had responded to Marv's call for action at the end of the last episode. So, Aisha, Campbell, and also Jem.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Make an appearance.
Good to see
and
you.
Following behind them are Lena Song and Merlin.
What?
Merlin!
What? It's like a reunion!
Boom time!
Have we reunited before yet, or is this the first time we've seen them, like?
It's a pleasure to meet you.
High five, low five! I am Jem, I haven't met you.
Right, Joe, Joseph. You can call me Joseph.
Very nice to meet you. Oh, yeah.
Very nice to meet you.
Yes, in case anyone doesn't know, like, this is Joe. He was a Silver Time Force Ranger, but now he's a Green Hyper Force Ranger. That's Jack, the Yellow Ranger. I'm Edward Banks, the Blue Ranger. Edward Banks, 25th, of course. Got Chloe, the Pink Ranger. Marv is the Red Ranger. Okay, so Vesper. So
where's the robot lady?
She was here, and then she kind of got exploded.
Yes. Oh, what
and then, on? But we kept the soul.
I went boom time.
And then the soul is down there, Alpha.
Wow.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Things have changed since you're
so our Alpha is our Ranger.
Yeah.
Wait, these are
but
different.
She can't morph.
Vesper, make sure they know I'm still here. I'm still here to assist the Rangers.
Who's that?
Nobody hears that except for Vesper.
we just want to say
that. I didn't hear that.
It's okay, Mike. It's in your own head.
Thank you guys for answering our call. Even though Andros, you kind of came here unwillingly. We would
Sorry
appreciate
about that.
Your cooperation.
Very unwillingly, yes.
I know, but like you're happy to be here, I can tell.
He doesn't look happy.
I think that's his face.
Oh.
Oh, never mind.
Resting unhappy face?
We can change that. I have burrito.
He's got his helmet on, he can't.
What's this?
Right.
What's a burrito?
For shame.
Was My goodness. I'll be right back. And I dart off into the kitchen to grab a handful of burritos for all of our new people. I'm trying to be a good hostess.
Can I get
you
know? A gem burrito?
Oh yeah, I got one for you. It's quite spicy.
What do we know about this dinner party and what happens after?
I'm hungry.
That's... Well, we do know that Andros goes in there and, well, he handles things the way you were supposed to.
Yes.
I think the best thing to do is to go down there as you had already planned. But now you have backup. If anything were to happen that is incorrect with a timeline that we know, we'll be there to come in and
Well,
help.
What we need to do currently is we need to make sure that the Alliance leader doesn't go in there and change anything.
Yes.
Right. So we need to find a situation where we can extract him out. So okay. That way we can protect Zordon so that the course of the universe still happens the way it does.
Why would I need backup? Why do I need backup?
Well, what we'll be going up against today is far stronger than anything any of us has ever seen before.
Stronger than before.
We need your backup more than anything.
But you don't want to tell me exactly what it is that you know about
anything.
All
I can tell you is that the person that aims to attack Zordon, he plans to take control of the whole universe. Not just this universe, but all the universes.
The multiverse.
Exactly.
Andros, I can explain it like this for you. Imagine your last adventure several days ago, in which you saved the world yet again. Imagine after living that, one of your opponents had the ability to insert themselves through time and change the actions that you did right after you did them. You would move along your path thinking everything was okay, but in fact, your enemies have changed what occurred without your knowledge.
In fact, you actually go down as one of the legendary Rangers. And if this happens, all of us can cease to exist.
Nobody wants to change what you need to do, Andros. We are here purely to help you. Because without you, we don't exist.
Whoa.
Did you guys say someone was trying to attack Zordon?
Yes.
My Zordon?
Wait, yes. Who's Zordon?
He's...
He was our leader.
Is he like a Zord?
No.
No. Zoan?
No, he's a native of Eltar, and one of the great predecessors and keepers of the Ranger Morphing Grid power.
Wow. Zordon is one of the greatest wizards to ever help the Earth.
He's a wizard?
I wouldn't be a Power Ranger without Zordon.
What does
he look
like?
He's kind of like a big head in a bubble. I mean, but he's
a head?
He's a really cool guy.
What happened to his body?
He's a wizard. He doesn't need one.
Oh, so he's dead? He's just a head?
He's not dead.
The problem is someone's trying to
get
him. Oh. Yes. Stop what you and Zordon were planning on doing.
Vesper, I think you should go over the plan.
Wait, at this point I come running in with my burritos for the special guest. I have this one as a dynamite boom burrito.
Is it gonna blow my taste buds away?
Yeah, basically it's gonna blow your mind.
Sweet.
It's full of spicy stuff. This is a cotton candy banana burrito for you.
My favorite.
And then I got you just a bean burrito because I thought maybe that's the safest.
Plain.
A vanilla burrito.
What parts during our mission?
A vanilla bean burrito?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Spicy.
Oh, and
make my eyes water.
I didn't know what to get you, so I just gave you a cup of water.
I appreciate the refreshment. Hydration is key.
Okay, so what are we doing, guys?
So voices in my head are telling me things.
Yes, Vesper, you should relay the plan. We must extract the Alliance leader without allowing him to change history.
All right, so this is pretty obvious info, thanks, Alpha, but we have to extract the Alliance leader without changing history.
Do we know where he is?
Alpha, where is he?
He will make his appearance in any moment now.
In any moment now.
First, Dark Spectre will appear in the sky, and he will have Zordon as prisoner!
Dark Spectre will appear in the sky, and Zordon will be prisoner. Hashtag, save and destroy Zordon.
One of the things that we need from you, Andros, is we need to know exactly what's going on down there.
What was save and destroy Zordon? What was that?
Oh, I think that should be a hashtag on Twitter. You know, to get the word out. Gather for our cause.
Andros, it's important. It's important that you don't ask too many questions so that it doesn't alter the actions you would naturally take.
Yes.
You have more backup in this battle than you ever have.
This may be more than what you've signed up for, but as a ranger, we're counting on you.
Well, Master, make sure we all go down together. Together, we are stronger. You know, Andros is already morphed. However, I think we all should morph down before we teleport to the perimeter. Currently, the United Alliance of Evil dinner party is happening in what appears to be a giant crater. If we stand along the perimeter, we can see what is happening with perhaps not being discovered by the Alliance.
Whoa, that's
we should also
a
get
lot
one of his clothes.
Okay, so we should all transform. Together we are stronger, and we should do something on the perimeter.
Yay!
Actually, she's right. We should probably morph. Alpha,
yeah, step one, Alpha!
Are you capable of morphing in that form?
No.
Alpha, can I morph?
No, but...
No, I can't.
My body is equipped with a chest cannon and missile fingers.
Whoa. But I do have a chest cannon and missile fingers.
Very impressive, Vesper.
Want to add some explosives to it?
I think...
I can tweak you a bit.
Oh, yeah?
I just tweak it and I'm like... Sweet. Add some explosives.
roll a d6.
Cash, I would
Mike
be glad
Zinifax
to... Sliding bomb! One.
Whoa! Explode.
Oh, sorry, Vesper.
Because you rolled a one, if Alpha uses any explosives, it now also has a glitter trail.
Okay, so this is gonna blow up everyone if you use
it,
okay?
Also, what is that on your thing? Is that a L'Oreal?
What?
That cookie?
Oh, it's a no brand that we can't show on.
Oh!
Hyperforce Rangers, listen.
Rangers,
we have come to the penultimate moment. We've worked for nearly a year to come to this point.
You're right.
Marvin, you make the call.
Rangers?
Wait, Vesper, you have to tell them one more thing.
Ready?
Yes, Alpha. Jem forgot to tell everybody else. They already set explosives along the interior of the perimeter. That's our backup plan.
So Boomkai made the perimeter what? Already uh-huh. have explosives that go boom.
Oh yeah, so I said like around the perimeter, like just a bunch of explosives.
Wait, Jen Scott's?
No,
oh,
Jen.
Jen, oh. I always got her on my mind. Ready?
Ready.
It's Boomkai time!
Oh. Ready, RPM, get in gear!
Saber Tooth Tiger Griffin Thunderzord Power!
He's already
morphed.
Ready! Ready! Power up! Hyperforce! Blue! Ready! Power up! Hyperforce! Pink! Ready! Power up! Hyperforce! Black! Ready! Power up! Hyperforce! Yellow! Ready! Power up!
Saber Tooth Tiger! Ay, ay, ay!
Mine's still going.
This is incredible! Lena Song also is like, wow, this is amazing.
Quite impressive, Power Rangers. So that I'm playing many characters here.
It's always fun to see all these
guys.
Colors.
Forgot to get you a song burrito.
Colors.
Shall we colors. Teleport down?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
We should actually. We're kind of colorful. Maybe some cloaks.
Oh, yeah. My trench coat.
Yes, kind of like
all
his.
Do stand out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. His cloak's kind of nice. Vesper, do you know? Does if we have any cloaks around?
We should have some cloaks in the ship somewhere.
Eddie,
cool.
Check in the back supply closet, Vesper.
For your historical knowledge, I mean, there are monsters of every flavor at this dinner party. We could put a bed sheet on and blend in. We could put a wok on our heads and...
I go to the storage closet. And I bring back coats for all the rangers.
Perfect.
Alpha, nice. Do we have locations on the Alliance leader yet?
My name is Vesper.
I'm sorry, Vesper.
He has yet to make an appearance.
Oh, Jack, when do you think would be an opportune time to go down? Should we wait for the Alliance leader before he makes an appearance before we go in? Or should we risk it and go down there? Because if we do, there's a chance that we can alter the fate of the universe and the future itself.
Oh, forgot about that.
It's a great point you raised, Marva. Andros. What do you think? Would you like us to go with you immediately, or shall we follow you in a few moments, or when you call for us?
I'm going to down there alone. If you all want to go, that's fine, but I'm going in there alone.
I think Andros hates us.
Fair enough.
I kind of ported him out of it. It messes with your mind when you get ported by somebody
else.
Marvin, we should really just keep our sensors and eyes out for the Dark Spectre, and when it happens, we drop.
Eddie, why is it that the bad guys have dinner parties, but we get exploded and stuff?
Well, they're about to get exploded as well, so...
All right.
I think we're
very
all
very well. Remember, we have to stick to the plan. We want to be there so we can intervene if anything happens. Because of the geography, I think we will be safe.
I put a speaker on so Alpha can talk.
Hello?
Alpha! You can hear me now! That's amazing! You mean you don't have to repeat what she's saying?
Oh, no.
We have to stick to the plan, Rangers. I think if we remain and secure on the perimeter, we will be all right, as they are currently at a dinner party, which should preoccupy them for the moment.
Perfect.
All right, Alpha. Take us down.
All right. Very well. I will teleport Andros down first, as he requested.
Chirp, chirp, chirp. We got your back, man.
Excuse me, Vesper, while I pilot my fingers.
Sure.
Alpha, waddles over to the central control area and flips a few switches and pulls a lever and a dial.
This is weird.
Suddenly, Andros is teleported down back to where Joe first removed him.
So still outside.
Still outside where you were at first, surveying the area, looking to see how many sentries were kind of in your peripheral vision. And then let's jump back to the Hyperforce ship. All right, Rangers, are you ready?
Ready.
They're ready.
I'm ready.
Teleporting now. And so you feel a beam of energy move through your body from your toes, up, 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 towards your head. And then when you are faded into the area, you're on the perimeter. It's kind of like a giant crater or bowl. You're on the edge, and you can look down into it. As you look down, you can see Andros is not too far approaching the whole scene.
And which is what? What is the scene?
What are we looking at?
I'll get into that. which is a giant dinner party that is starting to happen. Long tables full of all sorts of food and drink, lava juice and snake souffle, the Ooh. Kinds of treats only villains would enjoy.
How big is this called?
My
Tara,
mouth
boss?
Is drooling.
I imagine it is like 3 times bigger than a great banquet hall. So it,
okay.
Yeah.
That's great geography.
I mean, okay. I could appreciate some exotic food, and I'm not a villain. Mm-hmm. It smells so...
as you appear at the, on the perimeter, now also with Merlin, and don't forget Jem, and Aisha, and Lena Song.
So, did we transport down to Alpha?
No.
Oh.
Oh, my girl.
Alpha and Vesper are on the ship still.
Alpha, beam Vesper down.
Beam us down, Alpha.
Vesper, what? You forgot the plan.
What
we
plan?
Have to create a hologram.
There's a plan?
Oh, yeah.
The hologram.
Remember, a hologram of Marv.
Gotcha. When are we doing that?
We're working on it right now.
Okay.
That was a part of the plan. Do you remember everything about Marv?
I've been a little preoccupied with the whole losing my body thing, but I'm glad I have you, Alpha, in my head.
Marv will be
now.
Able to... to puppet the hologram using his voice. However, we're in charge of creating the image.
Gotcha.
I have... bloop, bloop, bloop. So you can see inside your mind's eye, like 360 rotation of Marv as like a hologram. This is what we're going to recreate, but on the ground.
Got it. We should probably have him doing his dance that he was doing, the whole...
Oh! That's a great idea! Right?
That's messed
hey,
up, man.
You guys are on an open mic. We hear you.
Oh. Yeah, sorry, Vesper. I tried to get you beamed down. It didn't work.
Oh, thank you.
Nobody should have lips that thin.
Everybody's looking at us now.
All right. As you're kind of watching what happens as that dinner party is kind of unfolding and Andros is making his way towards the dinner party. He seems to be slipping through now in and out of the guests as a regular patron. Nobody seems to be questioning him. His disguise is working for now. I want everybody but... Actually, no. I want everybody to roll a d6. All my players.
Oh, okay. That's kind of
Lightning bolt!
Number 2!
I got 2 as well.
Everybody who has a 4 or higher, that sounds like Chloe. You add an Aisha and add perception.
Oh, perfect. That's exactly what I need.
So Joe.
Wait, do you still have do you have your shield back or do I still have it?
No, I have it now.
Dang!
Oh, you want it back?
I would I'll like it back later. If you can give it back.
So everybody with a 4 or higher. You kind of notice maybe a shadow being cast over the whole area, maybe around your shoulder. So when you look up, you notice in the sky, Time Force ships
beaming in, like, so there's no sound in space, right? But because those of you who passed,
that's a fair point.
because those of you who passed the roll, you will have noticed maybe they disrupted the sky a little bit and they cast some shadows. So you notice this. None of the villains who are preoccupied by the lovely food and music at the party have noticed the Time Force ships that have appeared. There's at least 7 of them.
Mark, I think your call is being answered.
What?
Look up.
What do you...
Something's off.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Mark, is that our fleet?
You called them, right?
Are those ours?
These guys are the guys that I called. This is all the help that they told me that they would send.
Wait, what?
Alpha, can you get a reading from any of those ships? Don't send any signals.
Marv, it's Vesper now.
Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry, Vesper. I keep forgetting.
It's okay.
Vesper, do you mind asking Alpha if you could get a reading on any of those ships?
Fine. Alpha.
No, Vesper. For yes. some reason, I can't contact them, though they appear to be Time Force ships.
Well, I hear you now, because she's got the thing, right?
Ha! Alpha can't help you now, can he?
Guys, I don't think those are the... I think those are the ships that the Alliance leader stole.
Oh.
They've stolen Time
I thought
Force
we
ships?
Infected them all with the Vengex virus.
No, we infected the Armada with the Vengex virus.
We did? That.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
wait a minute. You're not here.
That's right. I
just say,
Marv, I'm everywhere.
Yeah. Although, Marv, you might have hit upon an excellent strategy to deal with these stolen chips.
I see. Wait, we don't have the Vengeance virus anymore.
But can't we get it?
Can we load it into my Tama Dinky?
We can't. We've gotten, along with Vesper's body, the Vengeance virus has disappeared.
Oh, that's right.
The bombs.
What bombs?
The bombs.
The bombs.
The bombs?
There's bombs?
We have to wait for Dark Spectre to show up before we can activate anything and make any scene. We don't want to change and alter the course of history. Let's let Andros do this thing.
Okay. We gotta make sure that...
Let's make sure that
his plan goes according to plan. Right? You want me to make some more bombs for the ships? Is that what you wanted?
More bombs?
You can do that?
Yeah.
Roll
He's
for
a
it.
Handy guy.
Okay. What do I roll? Can I super?
He is an explosion
sure.
specialist.
Only one. Only one.
What is it,
Jack? Super?
Something tells me that these ships are going to have to
Come
land.
Come on, please.
They're going to have to land.
Oh, lightning bolt. Yes. Yes, I can. I can make a whole lot.
Lightning bombs. Who's gonna argue? Yeah, let's get some more bombs.
All right.
As Jim has teleported to town, he brought his demolitions kit along with him. So you have the supplies to make bombs, though it takes some time.
Okay. Our ship is cloaked currently, and we may have the upper hand on them. So if anything, we might need you back on the ship so that way you can disperse the bombs evenly throughout all the different time ships. But for now, we need you here, concentrating on those bombs.
Yeah, gotcha.
Thank you.
Alright, so now you can see, kind of following the path that Andros took to the party. So everybody can see this except for Andros, because Andros is already in the party.
Can't see yourself, bro.
Oh, I can't. Jeff, this is a bigger problem than I anticipated. If all the Alliance ships are here, they're going to alter the course of history. The Alliance has made...
That's right. Wait. Would you know that, though?
Well, I mean, if they're all already
there... They weren't there before.
They weren't there before.
Time Force ships have arrived.
Oh.
Time Force
but we
was
can't contact
not
them.
Until...
Oh, no.
Later.
Well, yeah, regardless. I feel like if they saw Time Force ships, that didn't happen in the past.
Or I guess maybe we didn't see it. No.
Maybe we didn't see it.
It wasn't in the history books.
There's a chance that the Alliance leader is audacious enough to just change the course of history.
Audacious.
Well, the best thing we can do is, as much as we want to preserve this history, we just have to keep everybody as safe as possible and try to preserve it as much as we can. But we can't change too much of our plan just so that we can preserve the history.
Yeah,
if it means letting people get hurt.
We have to find a way to
see those ships. Sorry.
I still got this on.
I want to feel involved.
We have to find a way to make sure that those ships... We have to be able to find a way to define those ships, whether they be Alliance or Time Force ships. Alpha, do what you can to try to get us... Vesper?
Yes?
Vesper, could you tell Alpha, please? To try to find as much information that he can on those ships. Maybe the make and model, see if those were the models that maybe were taken from Time Force.
Absolutely, I think that's a good question, but I think the fact that these ships are even here means history has already changed.
Like we said.
That's
what we said. So, exactly
what we said. Marv, I know we were supposed to stick together, but if you want, I can try to check it out. I can go invisible and teleport into their ship. I know the Time Force ships in and out, and I can try to find, try to teleport into one of the bathrooms and then kind of...
Let's take our time.
Wait, Rangers,
sure.
Look!
We may need all...
Look!
Yes, Rangers. And if you look at Merlin, he is pointing his staff kind of at the center of the United Alliance of Evil party. Another cloaked figure brushes past Andros, who is about to take a seat at the end of a long dinner table. The same table that Rita Repulsa and Lord Zedd were just enjoying a meal at.
Vesper?
Yes, Eddie? What can I do for you?
Is there any way we have any information on, like, a list of, like, the attendants of said party?
Sure, I will check, because I am happy to help. Alpha. Alpha, did you hear that?
Yes, there's all sorts of people there. Quantrons, members of the Machine Empire, Diva Tox, her cronies, Goldar, Rita Repulsa, Lord Zedd, yeah, so many bad guys.
So many, wow. Eddie.
I see.
So many.
But that that figure at the end, not seeing on this list.
Oh, it doesn't say cloaked figure on there?
No, it does not say cloaked figure on there. So
as that cloaked figure approaches...
That would have been convenient.
The cloaked figure approaches where Rita Repulsa and Lord Zedd was sitting. He was talking to them, and then he revealed himself. He takes down his cloak. This is the Alliance leader you've been tracking all season long. You recognize him by his silhouette underneath his cloak with his wide shoulders. He reveals a highly disfigured face, a body completely wrapped in bandages, as if the bandages are holding everything together. He was talking to Lord Zedd and Rita Repulsa, telling them he was here to reclaim their family's legacy. Yes. I am here to reclaim our family's legacy. That's right. Mother, father, I am Thrax.
Whoa, Andros looks different. Oh, sorry, wrong cloaked figure. There's Andros. I see him. Sorry.
Thank you, Blondie.
Did we hear and see all that?
Yes.
Okay. Hey guys, guess what? The Alliance leader is Thrax.
We need to act. We need to act now.
Yes.
We need to get him out of there. How do we do that?
Suddenly, a giant bolt of lightning strikes, and you can see Dark Spectre has appeared. He is enormous. It almost looks like he is at the edge of the crater, enormous, like one of those monsters you would take down in your Megazord. He says, I am Dark Spectre, monarch of all that is evil. I have captured the mighty Zordon. And he gestures to his right, and there is Zordon, off into the distance. He's across the crater from you. He looks like just a tiny green head in a glass capsule.
I have captured the mighty Zordon, and I am draining him of his powers. As his strength drains, the lava will rise, extinguishing the power forever.
Great.
guys, we've got to do something. I mean, this guy's going to kill Zordon.
We got to go in. We got to stop this leader.
We need to stop the line. You know what? At this point, history has been changed. He's revealed himself. We need to get Zordon out of there so that Zordon can still fulfill what he needs to do. Maybe we could still preserve some part of history.
Yeah.
Do we know where Zordon's at?
Yes, you see across the crater, Dark Spectre has appeared, and Zordon is prisoner in a contraption that is actually pouring and raising the level of lava.
Vesper, yes. What was the plan that you had for that hologram?
We're going to make a hologram. That's right!
Oh, good point. There you go.
Maybe we can use the hologram that looks like Marv to get the Alliance leader's attention, distract him, make sure he doesn't take Zordon away from here.
Where do we place the hologram, Alpha?
We'll take care of that.
All right. So, well, go ahead.
I think we go guns a-blazing.
No, I think half of us needs to take care of this situation with... We need to be able to get Zordon, and yet we need to have enough power here to take out the Alliance leader at the same time.
Marvin, I absolutely agree. Perhaps some of you. Jack, you look resourceful. Eddie, Chloe, you've proven yourself to be stealthy. Perhaps you go on a separate mission to claim and secure Zordon, while the rest of us here take care of the Alliance leader and all these villains.
That sounds great. I'm just waiting on two more energies, and then I can battleize. I think we'll be good.
Can I hear any of this? Like, because I know that I was away from everybody, you know. Am I hearing what they're all saying? Or, I mean, they've all got their own plan and their own agenda and all this stuff.
Let's say when Joe grabbed you by the hand.
I think I'm pretty sure I planted a mic
communication
in your head.
Device.
Yeah.
So I can hear what you guys are all saying.
Yeah.
Well, the same team.
But is the mic on? Are you listening?
Even though I don't know any of you, and I'm still kind of dealing with the whole you grabbing me.
Primary colors stick together. I mean, come on.
You can trust us.
Tell him.
I'm thinking. I know Zordon. I do know who Zordon is. I'm quite a fan of him. And I see that he's on the. I can see where he was from there. So. Getting out of here is... I'm going to start a fist fight right now.
Can I join him?
You're still up here with us.
You're in a spaceship, right?
Don't start a fist fight with us.
Jack!
Who's like immediately around me? Can you like bad guy-wise?
I would say you are behind the Alliance leader because you are on your way to sit at the end of the table where Rita and Lord Zedd were about to sit, or are listening to Thrax, who just revealed himself.
Okay, so if I'm behind him, mm-hmm. but I don't really know anything about this guy, but you guys all seem to know everything about him. You know a lot about him. I don't know anything about him.
I don't either.
I'm understanding that he's, well, most of you know.
hey, what did Abraham Lincoln like to have for lunch? We don't know, but we know about Abraham Lincoln. Well, so that's about how far we
there
know.
You go. Okay.
That one could
But I understand that this is a very bad person, and he's doing very bad things. So what I want to do is take the cloak off, put it over his head, and kick him in the back as hard as I can.
All right. Go ahead and roll for it. You're going to roll 3d6.
Take this opportunity of a distraction and get the team out of here and get Zordon out of here.
Roll all three?
Yes.
I'll make sure I can deal with... This guy as much as I can.
So, yeah. I'm gonna I think I need to teleport.
Hey guys, there's a lot of us here so that the chat room can follow what we're doing. Let's do one thing at a time.
Yeah, 1, 5, and 5. 11.
11 total. So as you rush the Alliance leader, he wasn't paying attention to you at all. He wasn't expecting you to be there. And so you try to throw his hood back over him to kind of disable his vision and try to make an attack.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
As you rush up to him and you do that, you successfully get the hood over his head, and then the Alliance leader makes a grab for whoever is behind him. Right. So I'm going to roll against you now, and you're going to roll to defend.
Okay.
This is a big bad guy, though, so I'm rolling a lot of dice.
Make it defend.
Oh, that's a lot.
holy mother of pearl.
You should.
Wonderful.
Mega.
Wait, should he
super? What are you rolling?
Super.
Super.
At least three.
Yeah.
You're going against a lot.
No.
When you super, you get to add plus two to your die rolls.
So do
for every super you use, add two.
Okay. So
if you super super, you add four to your roll.
Yeah.
So three supers.
Three supers.
Three.
Can I do that?
Yes.
Yes. You can see in the upper left hand of our status screen, you can see how many we have been given by our loyal and faithful viewers. Yes.
So, what is it? So 13.
So just use three of them. We don't need to go.
Okay. Yeah. I'll do three. And then that's going to be 6 points to whatever I roll.
Yeah. Right.
Gotcha. Yes, Andros. Gotcha. Yes, your math is correct.
Fly around. Oh my God. Yeah.
Beep, beep, beep.
There you go. Slam it.
Ooh.
Two lightning bolts and a three.
Nice. Yes.
So what's
15 plus
21.
21.
Wow.
All right.
She's all 50.
The Alliance leader, actually, as you kind of throw the hood over his head, he's kind of starts flailing, but he actually reaches behind you, behind him, and grabs you by the arm, and then he lifts you up. You there, and your hood falls down, revealing that you are the Red in Space Ranger. The Alliance leader holds you up by the arm. Your legs are dangling.
Good.
And he addresses the crowd and Dark Spectre. I am Thrax. I have come here to claim my rightful position.
Kick him in the face right now.
As the monarch.
I don't wait until for him to stop talking.
Of all evil. You can go ahead and roll to try to kick him.
Kick him in the face as hard as possible.
Listen, guys, do not. I know how much that sucks. I'm gonna go on ahead. I'll port in. I'll see you guys.
Take Jem with you. Maybe he can help you.
Jem, let's go. I'm gonna grab his hand and I'm gonna teleport.
Oh, leave some of the bombs for us. Leave some of the bombs for us. No, use all of them.
I leave 10. Wait, you got the? Yeah, I'll leave half.
Cool.
I built a lot.
Perfect. So I'm going to teleport us behind the Alliance leader, and I want to do Blade of the Hydra once you guys are done with
this. And I like holding hands. So.
Yes, we're going
to
hold hands.
Oh, man, I wanted to go with Jim.
Green and gold go together.
Right.
You have a bigger mission, Chloe.
Okay, fine.
So you teleport in behind the Alliance leader with Jim. The Alliance leader is holding Andros by, like, the arm, and he's dangling. Andros is trying to kick the Alliance leader to free him, but the Alliance leader has a very strong grip on Andros. He's making a speech to the crowd and all the villains.
Why you don't want
to
log?
About how he's going to claim this seat for his own. You hear through your communicator, Vesper?
Yes.
Oh no, ay-yay-yay! This is all going crazy! I think it's time for Plan B! I think we need to set off the explosives!
Okay, hey guys, we're gonna set off the bombs. Also, I'm making dinner when you guys get back.
Oh my gosh, I love you. Thank you so much. I have a good idea. When you set off the bombs, I'm gonna battleize, so it's gonna look like I battleize and then made the bombs go off.
That sounds like a great idea.
So let me know, count me in.
Chloe, you're on a stealthy mission to save Zordon now that history has been changed.
Alpha, you should have sent me on the stealthy mission. I didn't go invisible.
Okay, Joe, you need to calm down over there and just, like, handle yourself and let me just do my thing. But Alpha, please, the explosions will be like a distraction. They won't even see me battle-wise.
Eddie.
Yes.
Alpha.
We need to take care of Zordon.
Jack, Eddie, I'm counting on you guys.
We're moving. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right.
At this point, I want to sneak while they go, and these guys are obviously, like, attacking the dude, right? The Alliance leader?
Right.
I want to carefully position myself within the shadows, aim my Time Force badge, and set it onto my my Hyper Blade Blaster, so that way it's, like, kind of, like, sniper thing, and I want to aim it, and I want to shoot my my Cryo Freeze. I want to catch this guy, and I want to arrest him. Okay. I know that we can't attack this guy. This guy is strong AF, so I want to cryo freeze this guy.
Okay, all right. Drop a pause on it. So let's kind of go all in order. Let's go back to Joe. You heard the message from Alpha
about Plan B and setting off the explosive. Everybody heard.
So we're ready.
Already told them it's the same way to detonate them.
You know how. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Chloe, I thought that was a fine idea.
But thanks, Vesper. I really miss you.
Me too. So when Alpha tells everybody it's time to set off the explosive, you tell them they know how to.
Okay.
All right. So what do you say exactly?
Have you already told me to tell them?
There you go.
Will they explode it if you say
okay,
it?
So if you, for Plan B, B yeah. for boom, you got you guys got to, same way to detonate it. You have to say, it's boom time, 90 decibels.
90 decibels. Got it.
Sounds good.
Boom time.
Got it.
All right.
Shall I roll for my attack?
I want to attack.
I don't know why you keep trying to attack, dude.
Sure.
You can distract him.
You want to attack the alliance leader?
Behind advantage?
Yo, are we distracting or are we attacking?
I mean, we might as well attack and it's probably going to become distraction.
Fair point.
Maybe let him go. I don't know. Something. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. So you set off the explosives at the same
time.
Why am I setting off the whole crate of explosives? So it's just me. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So it's just me, Shoshana, and Boomtime?
I'll do it with you.
Okay. Oh, no, wait. I said it, so everyone has to say Boomtime for
I'll
this
say
to
it with
go
you. Wait, I can't say it with you. I'm hiding the shadows.
Wait.
Y'all okay. Say it.
Okay. We'll say it.
We'll say it.
Okay, so we'll say it with
you. Jem, you're in charge of the demolition.
Oh, okay.
I think it's
let's
time
attack
to set off the explosives.
Okay, let's attack and detonate it right now. Because cool. I'm ready to go.
I'm gonna roll for my attacks.
Okay, right all right.
Oh, that's horrible.
Do I have to roll to set him off?
No.
Okay, so 3, 2, 1. It's boom time!
Pink Battle Warrior!
Suddenly, along the perimeter, every about 20 feet along the edge of the perimeter, an explosive sets off. Counterclockwise.
16 and 20 for my attack rolls.
Oh, can I super something?
Ultra, dude. We got ultra.
Okay.
You just set off the explosive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was your
move, bro.
That was your
turn.
All right. And then, as explosive sets off, the dust like kind of caves in and pools in this giant crater,
it's
and it's
beautiful.
Very hard to see what is going on. But what kind of attack are you trying to do, Joe?
Blade of the Hydra, double slash with my sword.
At the
back of his, yeah.
Sure. So, but in the chaos, Joe had in his mind's eye exactly where the Alliance leader was standing, holding Andross. Because he wasn't noticing what was behind him, the strike hits, and the Alliance leader is shook, and yeah, he's shook.
He's shook.
He lets shook, go yeah. of Andross, who falls, kind of safely tumbles out of the way, and you do create some damage on the Alliance leader.
Nice.
All right.
Hey.
Yeah, oh my. That's some damage, all right.
Hold on, dude.
I mean, we have those things up there.
Okay, it's Mega, right?
Yeah, Mega.
I will Mega the next one. It's two hits. Oh, nice.
Oh, there you go.
Joe, just make sure you do that. You know, we know how you roll. It's not changing. Just help yourself.
So 18 and 12.
Help you.
So
okay.
30.
30. Total 30. Okay. Not bad.
What'd you say about my rolls, girl?
You heard me.
Oh, okay.
So did the chat. They're like, dang.
Merlin comes in over the communications. Marvin, now's your chance. Use that apparition, or as you call it, that hologram, to face the Alliance leader. You'll be in too much danger if you face him with your actual body.
Jem, that means we need to
I don't have control of the hologram.
Gotcha. Holding hands.
That's not up to me.
What's my name, Marv?
Vesper.
Right.
Vesper, can you deploy the hologram? I need a clear distraction.
I dub this plan Jem and the Holograms.
So I stay hidden in the shadows.
Surely
outrageous. All right. Are you still trying to?
I would still like to keep it to the moment that there's an open opportunity where he's.
Got it.
Well, I mean, he's clearly distracted now, but yeah, I'll do this first.
All right. Aye, Vesper. I think we should put it up just at the edge, so when the dust settles, Marv will appear to be standing on the horizon.
That's a great idea. Exactly what I was gonna say, Alpha. You read my mind, you sneaky.
Vesper, don't you remember? We share a data link.
Oh, yeah. Wow, this is kind of awkward, Alpha.
All right, are you ready to deploy?
Ready.
Marv, you have to tell Marv he is able to puppet that hologram to move it and also speak for it as its voice.
All right. You can move and speak for it as your voice.
Okay, before you, you're deploying it at the edge of the what?
The edge of the table.
On the perimeter, at the edge of the crater.
The crater table, you know, sounds similar.
I'm like slowly.
You know what? I actually have a plan.
Getting Andros and Jem out of there, like,
move. All right, let me know when you're ready. And as she creates the hologram, as the dust is settling, I want to slide a couple of his bombs in at the bottom of the hologram. I want to make it so that it's like right where my foot would be. So since I'm a hologram, I want it to look like the bombs aren't there.
Okay. Jem, can you roll a d6 for me?
Oh, okay.
Super.
Can I super it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shank.
Double super it.
Can I double super it?
That's what they're there
Don't
for.
Don't ask, just do.
Can I triple?
Yes.
Triple super it.
Good.
Oh.
Oh, it's one. Oh, sorry.
Till seven. Perfect.
Thank goodness.
Thank God, yeah.
Thank goodness for those supers.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Jesus.
You have 3 bombs from Jeff.
All right, I'll take it. That's better than nothing. I want to slide it down there.
And where are you aiming these bombs?
I'm aiming it so that it's at the base of my hologram.
Oh, okay. So the holograms are standing on real explosives.
On real explosives.
Okay.
Yes.
The hologram cannot physically make changes to it, but it's still an image.
So it's like he can't see the bombs, right? Because it'll be in the
hologram. Right, right, right.
Perfect. That's what I want to do.
Cool. Nice.
So the dust settles. And now everybody can see
Eddie and Jack standing next to Zordon like bosses.
Wow. Yes.
Good job, Jack.
Is that what you want?
That's been a long time.
Wait, where am I? Where do I go? I battle-ized.
I've been running towards Zordon for like 1 minute.
Zordon, mouth to mouth, because he's looking really weak.
I'm with Eddie, I thought, right? You're now.
No, you're with us. You're with You said you didn't want to go and you wanted to battleize with the bombs.
Oops.
Well, you can go to them now. It's not too late.
I go to catch up with them.
Oh no. All right. Why don't we just check in? We'll back up. Let's check in with Jack and Eddie,
and Chloe.
So you didn't leave them.
No, I just wanted to take advantage
of it. Okay, you're battle-ized, but you still are with the group.
Yeah,
Yes.
But I battle-ized with the explosions.
Okay, cool.
Background.
So,
as I walked away.
That happens.
We're going to check in with Jack and Eddie and Chloe. They're taking advantage of the giant dust cloud that was just created so that they can rush up to Zordon as fast as possible. When we kind of catch in with them, they're also having a quick discussion about Zordon, the Z-Wave, and when he gets destroyed.
Yeah, what she said, Eddie.
Yes.
Yeah. about the Z-Wave, I mean, how do we know when it's time for Zordon to... Well, there he is right there. We should just go on, Eddie, ask him.
Is she going to give him mouth-to-mouth? She said that.
Does he have mouth?
You didn't go with them.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I thought she did.
I tried to. You guys left me.
She was like trying to figure out which sword to bring out.
I never would
have. We'll check in with Aisha in just a moment. Let's just kind of explore the scene first. So Jack,
and Eddie have made it kind of to the base of the entire contraption. So when you look up at Zordon, he's in his tube, and the lava is slowly rising. Because you're close enough, he notices you guys and nobody else. He says, Rangers!
Zordon, your majesty.
Zordon!
What are you doing here?
We're here to save you, man.
Save me. You are time-traveling rangers. What have you done?
What have you done?
We couldn't help it, Zordon. The Alliance leader is here and he's trying to get you.
Free me from my containment? That doesn't make sense.
Zordon of Eltar. Oh. I am Jack Dealgood Thomas, Yellow Time Force Ranger. We have come from the future to either kill you or save you.
Kill me. Shatter my energy tube and destroy me forever.
No. We are here to facilitate your true actions as they have occurred in our past. We must save or kill you.
Someone with sinister motives has been altering time.
Yes.
You Rangers must be here on a mission to restore history.
Correct, yes. Armando.
Hey, Chloe, hold the speaker up to Zordon.
Zordon!
Oh, great. Zordon, I wish for a new body.
Oh, God. I don't know if now it's actually... Yeah, go for it, though. I mean, you got your time,
so. Shenron. No, he's Oz.
Oh, great. Zordon, I've been good.
Vesper, what are you doing?
Making a wish. Yeah,
now's not the time.
Vesper.
It's always time for dreaming.
We have to secure Zordon.
Vesper.
Yes.
Listen to me. You want to make good use of your time? Scan this tube and this entity carefully and make a hologram of Zordon. It may come in handy.
I'll pretend you said please, and I'll do that.
Oh no! And as you all are talking to Zordon, one of the Alliance ships moves in. The ones that have been kind of hovering in the sky, watching everything happen. They get close to you. And then the back bay doors open, and three what look like to be former Time Force officers, but now kind of wearing the inverse version of what you're wearing, so they're black jackets.
Bizarro Time Force officers. Right. Are they the goatees?
I imagine that they wear kind of space helmets to help them breathe in the air.
Fashionable.
They rush out, one, two, three, and they kind of like skydive, like jump out towards you, and they're like hovering in the air.
Guys, that looks really cool. Next time we'll see that instead of teleporting.
Towards us?
Yes, towards Chloe, Eddie, and Jack. Joe, I don't think you, even though you're perceptive, I don't think you noticed this.
Okay.
There's all the dust going on.
Vesper! Oh, what are we gonna do? Oh! Vesper!
Yes.
It's your time. You have to fight.
Yay! Let's go.
I'm equipped with a chest cannon and finger missiles.
Awesome.
All right. Cool. So the back bay doors open.
Okay.
I will remain. My software will remain to pilot the ship and to control the hologram.
Gotcha.
You use my body to help defend the Rangers.
And Alpha, you know those thoughts about Eddie that were just kind of like floating through my mind? You know, it's just normal human thoughts. You don't have to remember that at all. You don't have to mention that either, okay?
Can I attack on these people who are dropping in?
Let's let Vesper drop in first.
Okay.
So I want to jump out. And am I over any targets?
So as you jump out, using like his like finger propellers, he's actually able to fly through the air.
Awesome. Not that I've seen.
This is the first time Jack, Eddie, and Chloe, you've seen Alpha like fly through the sky, and he's trying to make an attack, or as Vesper is piloting, able to make an attack from the sky at one of the three. People who have kind of parachuted or skydived out of their Time Force ship.
So, as I'm floating down, I want to use my chest cannon on
an enemy that might be in range of me.
Okay. So the closest kind of alliance crony that has jumped out of the ship, you kind of propel yourself towards that enemy, and then the front panel of Alpha's chest opens down. And then you feel the... and it actually throws you back into space a little bit, but then you're able to go ahead and roll and see what happens.
So that's on, okay. Two, right? I'm gonna super this.
Okay.
6, 7, 8, 9.
It is one super, right?
Yeah.
You actually hit one of these alliance cronies, and he goes like spinning off into space.
I wave bye and I say, Alpha, here.
There are
up.
Two more, Chloe, Eddie, and Jack. What do you do?
I would like to, if with the help of Chloe, if I can, with your whirlwind, does it release any like
rainbows,
cool air?
Sprinkles,
yes.
Donuts, sparkles?
How about
what cool... you want, boy? Fill out this little checklist. I'll make it happen.
How about cool air?
Yeah, cold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I would like to spray water around the lava area, the
Good
lava
man.
That's coming up on Zordon. And then with Chloe's whirlwind, we kind of create a freeze barrier so that way the lava does not raise any further above Zordon. Yeah.
So okay. Since I'm battleized, I start running super quickly to create this different type of whirlwind than I ever have before. That's super frosted and icy and cool. And the minute that the water touches it, it does exactly what Eddie had mentioned.
Sure.
Let it go.
Awesome.
Go ahead and roll.
All right, I'm gonna ultra this.
All right. Thank you, chat room, for the ultra.
I really don't want much.
I'm gonna super, super it.
Okay.
Fifteen plus three work is 18.
Nice.
18.
Nice.
So,
pretty good.
Yeah. Well, we'll
you're able to teamwork together, and this is on Eddie's turn, right?
Yeah.
So, on Eddie's turn, you will actually start, you know, emitting water from your trident, right?
Mm-hmm.
Towards the lava. It as it hits the lava, steam rises very quickly. Zordon addresses you. What are you doing? What is the plan?
We're gonna stop this lava. Look, you may get destroyed in the future, but we can't let Dark Spectre do it. But if someone else does it, it's gonna be better. Trust me, it's a whole future thing.
Way to sell it.
Good pitch.
So there, that's that.
All right, and then as Chloe comes in with her whirlwind, it actually kind of like kicks up the steam, and it seems like it has cooled the top layer. So now there is like a solid cooled magma that makes a path to Zordon.
Awesome.
Eddie, whose turn is it, Jack or Chloe's?
All right, Jack. I stopped the lava from rising on Zordon. So, what's the next move?
Because
I'm morphed, I'm going to leap up on to the top edge of that lava disc. And posing with my Kreas hammer, I'll look lovingly upon Zordon, who has made more than 6,000 rangers possible. In our long lineage, I swing my hammer and attempt to crack the edge of the lava plate to drain the lava beneath the crust out of its containment.
All right, roll for it. I will say...
we got those supers.
Yeah, no, that was a two. Yeah, that was a really heavy two. Heavy.
You're supposed to three.
As you jump up and land with a loving look at Zordon, you land with a heavy thud
on that magma that has been cooled, and it actually cracks it. It's like walking on the hot version of thin ice, the equivalent of that. So now you can kind of get a sense of, you have to tread very carefully as this path that has been built to Zordon may not hold up for much longer.
Crash Jackie Koo? Is that like...
That would leave Chloe.
And are there any bad guys coming?
There's two bad guys up in the air, and Alpha, there was three, but Alpha took out one of them.
Okay.
Alpha Vespa.
All right, cool.
Just call it Vespa.
Vespa?
Call it Vespa.
Vespa.
I like Alpha, but that's kind of weird.
Hey, Alpha.
Okay. So then, let's see. How close are these guys to me? Above me?
Because you're in your Battleizer, I think you'll be able to reach either of them, but one is a little closer in front of you.
Okay. Jack, can you do me a favor? I want to teamwork this one. I kind of want to see if you'll throw me. Normally don't like being thrown, but I'm kind of into it today.
Where do you want to go, Chloe?
Towards those two guys up there. Get me as close to them as possible.
No problem.
Actually, just a little bit past them.
Okay.
So what I want to do is fly up past them and then pull out my Hyperion bow and shoot two arrows out towards the both of them.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, guys.
I hate their outfits, but I love yours. Grab her. Put the girl down, flip her, and reverse it.
Oh. I mean,
is that a 2D?
Into the sky,
is that a
1,
is that a 1D
into...
for an action or a 2D?
Let's do a 2, because it's kind of like combat. You're teaming up together.
Okay, got I'm it. Gonna...
It's an amazing... That's an amazing...
Wait, you're at... Aren't you guys three. Morphed?
Yeah, we're morphed.
Oh, it's 3 now? Okay, I'm rolling
you have again. Supers. You have supers, so help me out.
Oh, do I? Okay,
barely,
I'm gonna...
Barely.
You know, this is important. We're talking about Zordon here, people.
Yes.
Super.
All right.
That's good. 8.
Oh, all right.
13.
I'll use a super as well.
13, 17. 17. Mathing.
Math is hard.
17.
All right, 17.
Wow.
So, Chloe, you probably run as fast as you can or move as fast as possible towards Jack, who is completely ready for you, and then gives you that boost you need to actually propel yourself up into the air, and then you get a perfect positioning, which gives you the opportunity to shoot not only one, but two arrows going in different directions at the Alliance cronies that have hopped out of the ship. And they actually fly like a little slower because maybe it's just dramatic and slow motion. Or maybe and it hits both of them, and they are sent kind of propelling. They propel themselves back, and one actually kind of is very scary, and he like retreats back into the ship and closes the door, and like leaves the other two's like stranded.
Awesome.
Okay. So they're
all taken care of.
All right.
And closing remarks, and then we're going to switch the scene to our other rangers.
You mean closing remarks?
Well, I'll let
like
you.
A victory close.
I will let you say things, but no more combat turns.
All right, then do I land back on the ground?
Oh yes.
Yes. Then I land down in the cool superhero pose. Let me have it, and then I go to Zordon. I'm like, we're going to save you, Zordon.
Yes, Chloe, we got a new game.
And then I start walking like super cool, like.
And then I would like to walk up to Zordon.
Oh, God.
And just be like, hey, Zordon, I know you're all powerful and all, so I was just wondering if you could transfer any of that power to any of us to help us.
Wow.
There you go, Eddie.
Eddie.
Oh, by the way, you're going to die.
Can I have the power?
You know what? Go ahead and roll a d6.
I will.
Oh. Is that the Christmas episode? Well, in this case, you might as well just like...
Our ultra it.
10 ultra.
I'm gonna ultra my roll.
I will only do things in character, and that makes sense to the world.
That's fine. 6.
6. Eddie. I am at a weakened state. The lava was draining my energy. However, I think you...
have all the power you need. And then he, like, in the, as you look through the tube, it's kind of hard to tell because his face keeps moving around. But you totally feel like Zordon winked at you. and, like, you totally feel like your trident had, like, that sparkle, like, ding.
Okay.
And you then the three prongs are like, ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
Wow.
He made it
do
shiny.
Do something for your morale.
All right.
I'll come back to that in a later moment.
All right. Let's check in with our special guest. Sorry, we got a lot of people to move through here. In the chaos of the dust that is still going on, I know it sounds, it feels like a long dust cloud, but
it's okay, we're all holding hands, so it's fine.
As that was happening, this is what you guys were doing, okay? So, you have just set off the explosives, Jem, right?
Yeah.
So I think you would be at the farthest part. You would still be on the perimeter. You can see all
the action. Did we not teleport in?
I think Joe teleported to the Alliance leader. That's when he did his attack, right? So we're both...
Or did he, like, blow the things up and then I teleported us together and then we attacked? Or and then I attacked?
What would work best for the story?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. sure. That's right. You had hit the Alliance leader. He dropped Andros. Exactly. No, you can be in the action. I want to
be in the action.
Yeah, okay. So I would say as Andros was dropped, you kind of successfully, like, you know, somersault out of the way. It doesn't hurt to get dropped. Yeah, exactly. Shoulder roll, exactly. but when you get up, you notice Jem and Aisha. Goldar has kind of noticed your presence. Rangers! Oh, Rangers!
Awesome, yeah.
My Empress! Watch me take down...
Better than Zach!
Wait, where's my Empress? Watch me take down these Rangers!
Kerrigan, you are done.
And I think he's, he actually sees you.
Yeah. Hey! Gold's my color! I'm Goldar!
Let's fight over it!
That sounds
good. You're going down, Gold Ranger!
You're going down, Goldar!
And then he runs.
And I run too. And
jumps up in the air.
And I jump up at the same time.
And then raises his sword down.
At the same time.
You also strike your weapon.
This is beautiful!
I feel like I need to add something. Can I... Oh, we got 16 ultras. Can I add an ultra?
Yes.
Okay. That's we'll adding a die.
Yes. Thank
Come
you.
Come on, please. Chad. I want to kick his ass. okay. 9, 11. What's the ultra?
1d6.
Add another.
Oh, okay. So that's 11. 14. Total.
Yes. All right. As he raises his arms above his head, Goldar is just a little taller than you, and his sword is a little higher than yours, and it strikes you down on the shoulder, and it actually pushes you down, so you're just like shot down into the ground. You create your own dust cloud in the dust cloud.
You take the
and
title.
And then Goldar kind of lands in place. See, I told you, I'm the gold guy here. Aisha, it is still... You get to the pick. Is it going to be Aisha or Andro's turn?
I'll pick Aisha.
Okay. And you can also teamwork on your turn, but it's still your turn.
Okay. So I think Aisha needs to look Goldar in the eye and says, "Do you want to boogie with the bear?" And she's right, because that's what she would do.
Boogie with the bear. I'm not good at dancing.
I distract him with my funky dumb moves.
Sure.
And Andros, he's gonna sneak behind him and hit him in the head. But I'm gonna like dance and like he's thinking he's boogieing.
Awesome.
So you're really dancing.
Another range of movement.
It's a little hip hop keto.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm gonna do it on the galaxy.
Okay.
I'm gonna call in the galaxy.
I think that's trademark.
Spin around, and I was going to use the Astro Blaster to start taking pot shots at his back.
Okay.
I'm very happy.
Sounds good.
Both of you roll your three dice.
Can I use an ultra?
Do it.
That's what they're there for.
Okay.
I guess I will too then.
An ultra is like an extra dice, right?
Okay. Yes. Yep. You may have to borrow a neighbor's.
14.
14
yeah.
plus. 17 for me.
Almost 9. And then I was going to use one too, so okay. I had a 9.
Plus 5 more.
14. Yeah.
Very good, Rangers.
So bad.
Hey! Could you teach me some of those dance moves?
Oh my god.
So Goldar is completely distracted by Aisha. Andros, it's your opening. You call down your galaxy glider.
Galaxy glider, Hector!
And then
cool surfboard.
Perhaps like zipping around the small dust cloud that Jem just made. Andros like pops out of that dust cloud right at Goldar from behind. And your strike actually hits Goldar.
Nice. Oh, okay.
Cool. Now you roll your 3 dice. Actually, you did an ultra, right?
Yeah.
So 4 dice, and that will be the damage amount that you made on Goldar.
Big money, big money.
Don't worry, I'm gonna need big money.
No whammies.
Girl, you don't gotta worry about it. I'm gonna kill him in one shot.
You got this.
This.
Ooh.
So, 2
more. Oh, here, 1 more. Oh, yeah. That's 12 plus 4.
Plus a 1. That one didn't help me out. That one didn't help me out too much. So, what, 12?
17.
17.
All right, 17.
Hey! I didn't know that Rangers could surf!
So that's going to be the end of your scene. You can't take any more actions, but did you want to make any comments or quips at Goldar?
Oh, I just want to go.
I'm just like lying.
Yeah.
Am I still around them?
I don't believe. I think I can't believe this setting.
Because you didn't get out of the way, right?
I mean, I attacked the lion's leader.
Booty
and then
with the bear? What is that?
Yeah, and he rolled out of the way. So yeah, I would say you're also in the area. So
I'm going to take a look at that.
You can also join the end of their initiative.
Wait, Ray. Joe, I need your help.
I will.
Or we can check in. We can transition the signal
after they're done.
I can go in and you can. So I can start to run and I hear his. Thing.
Okay, so yeah.
I'm running. I'm getting myself away from Alliance Leader. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, so you're getting away
towards
probably
Goldar. Yeah.
To
because Alliance Leader's here, right? And then
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're just laughing. You made a successful attack, Andros.
Good job, Andros.
Oh, yeah, wait. I'm lying in my own dust. What, right. You thought I was going to fail?
We're doing our cool, funky Power Ranger moves.
So, Jem... Oh, I didn't roll for the damage on Jem.
Oh, okay. You don't have to.
I don't know. It's too late, right? Too late.
Oh, yeah, let's see how much damage. See if I get back up.
It's only 5. I don't know why. I rolled a lot of dice.
Thank you. That never happens.
I got 3 once.
Oh, can you do that more often?
My friend! I like your rolls, so good.
All right.
So I'm ready to join these guys in the fight against Goldar until...
Joe!
Get him what?
Okay, so I have a plan.
Let me just tell you what's happening geographically real quick. The dust is starting to settle, and you know... Your hologram version of you, Mark, is about to be revealed at any moment.
Okay. Joe, I don't have much time. Okay, I'm setting a hologram with explosives within it. My plan is to get the Alliance leader to come towards it, to attack it, so that the explosion hits. When the explosion hits, he'll be hopefully prone or at least distracted. We both need to work together to freeze him, okay? We're not strong enough to take this guy out, but if we freeze him, he'll be powerless.
Copy that.
Okay, and Lena and Merlin, I need you guys to help the other Rangers. Make sure nobody gets in the way of this plan. Make sure the Alliance leaders focus only on me. Make sure that all the other villains are dealt with so that nothing can get in between us.
Copy that, Marv. My weapons are ready.
All right, thank you. And yes. Joe, wake Jem up really quick while you're at it.
Copy that.
After you're gonna wake him up, then come get ready with me.
I'm gonna wake him up and I will report to you.
Thank you.
Alright, and then so I'll kind of. Yo, hey, that was only 5 damage. Get up.
I'm taking a nap, damn it!
And we will, with that, Rude Awakening, go on our 5-minute break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
What's up, Thumpers? We have some exciting updates for you. Our Patreon has been completely revamped, and we're ready to start redeeming rewards right now.
For as low as $1 a month, you can help Hyper Heroes, Cineverse, and the whole Hyper RPG brand grow. We've got a lot of exciting upgrades in the works. We just need a little help getting there. By supporting us on Patreon, you can get early access to our YouTube uploads, exclusive merch, swag, access to monthly hangouts, and way more.
Also, you get to have the warm, fuzzy feeling of knowing that you're helping keep our independent operation just that, an independent company where we can freely express our views and make the content that matters to us and hopefully to you.
Those of you who have already been supporting us on Patreon, be sure to go pick one of the new reward tiers. We just hit our first goal to get to San Diego Comic-Con! Woo! We're doing it, baby! Our next goal is right around the corner. We want to do Hyper Heroes Live every week on YouTube. Let's get there. Check it out at patreon.com/hyperRPG and see if there's anything there that interests you.
$1, guys. Four quarters. As low as four quarters.
We want to make new shows. We want to bring you new content. Patreon.com/hyperRPG.
Hello, and welcome to Dungeon Incorporated. We appreciate your interest in the roguelike program and your willingness to participate in our clinical trials. At Dungeon Incorporated, we value data above all else. It is data that we need and data that brings you here today. Remember to take your medication. Using the patented roguelike EEG system, we will subject you, willingly of course, to a simulation generated by our extensive analyst focus group. These simulation scenarios will extract your brainwaves, data, and log them into our ever-growing roguelike database. Your brain and creative reaction to our voluntary scenarios will help us at Dungeon Incorporated to create the ideal role-playing game scenario. Don't forget to take your medication voluntarily. The roguelike system, building a better RPG with the voluntary use of your brain, data, at Dungeon Incorporated.
Thank you guys so much for your support so far. Holy crap, you have been giving them a lot of ultras. They couldn't read the chat, so I did pass on the message that they need to use those ultras for you guys. We see you, we know that you're yelling it over and over again in all caps, so.
I used 12 ultras.
You could.
Whoa.
Easy.
Okay, maybe you wouldn't have taken down Goldar.
I need to be the only god standing.
The only thing I'd like to add is for all the new viewers that might be tuning in, thank you for tuning in to Hyper RPG. This is Power Rangers Hyper Force.
What's up,
thank
Korea?
Thank you guys so much for checking it out.
Korea?
And
it's Wednesday.
What?
In Korea, it's Wednesday.
I don't get it.
What were you saying, Zach?
It's Wednesday, my dude.
Basically, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Throw us a subscription or a follow if you don't mind. Those subscriptions every 30 trigger a giveaway with a signed exclusive comic book by this cast.
And the bits.
And the bits. Right now, there's a special deal going on with Twitch Prime, and you can get a dollar for bits is $5 to the streamer. So it's basically $4 for free.
Oh, it's 500 bits.
Crazy. And you have been using them, so keep it up. You only get to use it once per account. You only do it once.
Oh,
and
cool.
And tonight, your bids go directly towards getting these guys ultras, which they will start using.
You want to win, right?
I want to be on the go.
Yes.
Yeah, you can do it.
Oh, he's made it personal, huh?
Don't please.
We'll kill you.
We'll kill you. Please.
You're starting to fight here, Zach. I'm trying to leave stuff for people, and you're like, do it. I'm like, oh, okay. Zach's pressuring me. Peer pressure, okay.
Thank you guys. You're awesome.
All right, we're back. Yes. Thanks for not going away during our potty break. Let's check in real quick. On the other side of the story, what are the villains doing? So, you guys, for the most part, don't notice these things. This is just a little story stuff for the people in the chat room right now. As Eddie and Jack and Chloe were making their move to help secure Zordon,
They were interrupted by some Alliance ships along the way. Three people who jumped out of an Alliance ship. Dark Spectre turns and notices there is some movement in his containment unit. Lord Zedd and Rita Repulsa are taken aback by all the chaos, but they're speaking with each other. Our son has made it. Maybe, yes, maybe, he will claim the throne for us. Maybe the three of us can take down Dark Spectre. No, my dear. We must tread carefully. There are a lot of villains here. That Divatox also wants to become the Mistress of Eve.
Odd.
Divatox is actually looking around left and right.
Oh my goodness!
Elva, come over here! And she is hiding underneath one of the dinner tables, and just like her head is poking out from underneath one of the tablecloths. The rest of the villains, like the Quatrons, members of the Machine Empire, were also there. They are just kind of torn between who to attack next. They saw Goldar go towards these three rangers, but then they think they also saw another Green Ranger, or maybe that was just an apparition, they're not quite sure. So they're kind of like if you had stepped on an anthill, they're just kind of running all over the place and they're not quite sure, but whoever they bump into next will probably get attacked. They're very aggressive. Marv and Joe, let's go back to them now. They were making a plan.
You've already woken
up. Yeah, I've already teleported you.
Merlin, what is the extent of your magic? What can you do?
What do you need me to do?
I need you. Can you transfer a little bit of your light manipulation power so that way I can kind of manipulate my puppet a little bit better? Like if I want to summon a big sword, say Excelsior, could you do that for me? Not now, but in the time. I'll let you know.
You can hear Merlin thwapping people.
Thank you for taking care of the villains.
you can hear him thwapping people with his like giant magical wooden staff with the gem orb on the top. I'll see what I can do, Marv.
Use your magic.
Currently, I am preoccupied. Take that!
If you can transfer the power to me, that would be awesome, just for a little bit.
You're an untrained wizard.
You're right, I am.
Now's not the time.
And then you can, life.
You can hear like maybe like a few zaps, like zip, zap, 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 coming from his staff.
Okay.
All right. Suddenly, the dust is settling, and it's much easier for everyone to see what is going on.
What did you mean?
Just wait for my call. When I tell you to, cryo freeze him with me. Make sure we prong him so that way it's double freezing powers.
Okay. It looks like you're gonna need this more than I will, and I'm gonna transfer my shield to him.
Okay.
That's better.
One of these thingies that looks cool and then
Mom! I'm doing it! And then Merlin
is... No, wait, no, not the sword yet. Just give me, if anything, just send me the power to conjure the sword at my will.
Merlin is holding up his staff and now is spotlighting your hologram that is at the edge of the crater.
Nice.
Thanks, Merlin. So I come out, has it dispersed yet?
The dust cloud has dispersed. And now, standing at the edge of the crater, and being lit by a magical beam of light from Merlin, Marv appears.
Thrax!
You!
I've come back, and this time, I'm gonna put an end to it all. And you will be no match now. Merlin, now! Merlin, now! Merlin, now!
What do you need me to do?
So it looks like the body can Excelsior the sword. Please.
Roll.
That's a 2 plus.
Ultra.
Use
ultra.
Ultra it.
Okay.
So 2 ultras.
5 dice. And that is a... Oh, yes! Okay, that's not bad. That's... 12, 14. Nah. 17.
Alright, and then you see appear above you, a sword, and not only that, it like glows with magical energy that like a beam travels up it and goes, ching!
Daylight is mine to command.
and then
I point the sword at him. This is the legendary sword Excelsior, and you are surrounded.
It's in the background here.
And it's glowing because it's made of light.
That's what's going on in like Eddie's imagination.
I start humming it.
Thank you.
That's to create ambiance.
We're all doing it.
The Alliance leader, you certainly have his attention. I am finished.
You are finished.
I am finished with all of you Hyper Force Rangers, each and every one of you. I will strike you down.
Don't bother.
First. And then he actually looks over the crowd of villains who, they're confused. Some of them were about to attack the other Rangers. And then first, it is Quatrons. There's a cluster of them. 5. They drop like flies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The Alliance leader's hand is pointed in their direction, and dark energy seeps into their into his hands. Power. Then he like throws out another hand, and he ends up targeting Eldar, Duvatox's nephew. And he goes, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" "Power. Your power shall be mine." And then Eldar falls. Duvatox, whose head is underneath the table, is like, "Eldar, I told you, you're supposed to stay under here." And the Alliance leader gets like more and more powerful. Uh-oh. I would say that's the end of his turn. And Marv and Joe are the other two in this initiative, and I would say it's Marv's turn next.
Joe, did you see that? He's draining the energy of these guys, these villains. Whatever their power is, it's fueling him.
That means he's going to go after all of these guys if we don't take care of all of them.
Power!
I still need you here with me. Let's make sure that the others know. Guys, check in.
Hi, Vesper here.
Hey guys, So Thrax has the ability to drain the other people of their energies, of their power, and he's growing stronger. That's how he was able to accumulate so much power, and that's probably why he had so many villains plucked out of the timeline.
Lena comes in. I see he's training more of the other villains here. I don't even know if there's any more members of the Machine Empire left.
What if, this is a big what if, but maybe we can play to this. Tell the other enemies to stop fighting amongst each other and amongst us, and tell them to join us. And if anything, get away from Thrax.
All right, first, let's make sure our plan works first. If we could freeze him, then at least we could stop him. If we try to do that, then we'll reveal where we are. We don't want to do that.
Where are we? We're behind the hologram, right?
Well, yeah, the hologram is here. I would like to position myself more to the like side of it.
So we have a clear view.
Explodes, and then as he's exploding, hopefully, if things work out, obviously. But we got all those ultras,
when the explosion happens, I'll teleport us behind him.
Whoa, you can do that! I forgot you can do that! Yes!
I got you,
buddy. Do that. And we both use our cryo thing.
So
So now we just have to lure him up here.
Well, the thing is, I'm pretty sure he's gonna go for me. If he goes for the hologram, the explosive is all set.
Perfect. All we I just gotta have to do call Boom Jump, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Now I wanna control my puppet.
Merlin here.
Oh, yes, yes, Merlin, what's up?
It seems to me that he is absorbing only dark energy.
Wait.
Dark energy. I am not quite sure if he can absorb energy from other ranges. That is yet to be determined.
Good, great.
Well, let's hope that that's not the situation anyways.
Every ranger out here should try to get those bad guys away. We can't do anything, but if you guys, whoever you guys are fighting, tell them about this and get them out of there.
That's you guys. We need your help.
Cool.
All right. Okay. Puppets. Oh, Merlin.
I still want to take down Goldar.
Yeah.
All right, let's check in. Let's check in with
you can take him down.
Jem, Aisha, and Andros. He was just attacked by Andros from behind.
I get up.
Now Goldar, I think, is distracted by another shiny object. It's the Marb hologram that's being lighted by Merlin. It's your opportunity to do something.
Can I do it like a team attack with these guys?
All right, you should relay the plan to the
team. Let's take down Goldar.
Perfect.
Great plan.
Hey, who's that?
Actually, this plan is perfect for him.
Okay. I'm gonna take down that ranger.
I'm gonna go to Show Shady.
I want to use my I just want to run at him. And hit him like with a hit butt with my gold hammer.
He's like, ah!
Teamwork and Jack? No. No.
Where's the teamwork in that?
I know.
Sorry, I got a steam up. What am I gonna do? What do you think?
Well,
I'm already, I'm still on the. Okay. Can I hit to ride maybe and then like attack him?
You weren't talking about hanging underneath it.
I don't know, like maybe like both of us. Hey.
Hang glide?
On the bottom of it and then like us three hit him with the glider.
We can like hang
you guys are you guys are both hanging from the side.
Yes.
And what, you're gonna like kick him or something?
Yeah. Well, with the glider.
And we're just gonna use all of our Power Ranger power and just strike him down.
Yeah.
And you're gonna hit him with the glider.
Let's say Andros.
I'm gonna hit him with the spiral saber.
Well, that's you can do that out, like, too.
Yeah.
We can just come out.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'll be coming down like this on this one side.
See, there we go.
Yeah. Plastic. Okay, that's what we do.
Okay, so I like that.
Yeah, my plastic.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
What are we rolling? Oh, can I ultra? Oh, can I ultra?
I did want to ask one thing though. During all of this, what is Astronomer doing? Because she was there. She hasn't been mentioned yet, and I was kind of thinking that, like, since she could throw lightning around, it's somebody that you don't really want to piss off or get in front of.
Sure. Go ahead.
And can I get my sister into the show, please?
Can I get my sister as well?
Go ahead.
Thanks, Polly.
Really wants a chance.
Thanks,
Polly.
Go ahead and roll 1d6.
Okay.
That physical is fine.
She's been drained, dude.
Yeah. Shut up. She's awesome, Polly. God.
I think we also need to think about.
She's been drained.
When you first walked in to the episode before this all went down, you might have noticed a dark-figured woman with long, purple, curly, wavy hair being very perceptive, scoping out the situation. Maybe you felt her glance, but she is a shadowy type, also stealthy type character, and I think at this current moment, you have not seen her. You're not aware of her whereabouts, especially if you're in combat with Goldar at the moment.
Okay. Oh, good.
She'll I just want
at the moment, maybe you might notice her a little later on in the episode.
Fair enough.
Okay. So we don't have to do this. Okay, so I'm hanging on one side, you're hanging
on the other.
I'm gonna, like, when the glider comes in, I'll be hitting him with that, you'll be hitting with that, and you'll be hitting him
with the spiral.
Yeah, sweet. So what do we roll? And I want an ultra.
We're all gonna ultra.
Okay.
Okay, so it's three ultras, so that's four dice.
Four dice.
Each.
Yeah, four.
Yes.
Oh, I got three.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll let you guys go first.
Okay, I'll go three here. Okay, so I got Oh, lightning bolt, 5 and a 5, and I need one more die, please.
Wow.
Two lightning bolts and 2 5s.
Okay. Nice. Nice.
We'll
both
get number.
Holy moly. So that's 12.
22.
22. And yeah, bro. 22.
Awesome. Okay.
Let's go down.
So I've got.
That's good too.
Look, okay. That's only seven.
Seven.
Oh yeah, that 3 is a lightning bolt. Okay, so here's my ultra. Oh, another 3. So I had
it's 10.
Total
10.
All right, I got 10. No. Did I ruin it for us?
2, 2, 5, 1. So that's 10.
10.
All right.
It makes sense that I've got the most rage for yes. Golda.
So what you guys don't know is. Any attack that includes the Galaxy Glider makes you extremely hard to hit because you can kind of weave around the enemy, right? And it's actually written on the card. So I, as the villain, actually roll with disadvantage.
Yes!
I rolled twice and I picked the lower roll.
That's why I called the thing out.
Let me tell you what happened. As Goldar is consumed with this new ranger on the horizon with a shiny sword. Oh no, his sword is bigger than mine.
That's right.
You guys come swooping around from above. Jem and Aisha.
Oh, I mean,
I'm holding on.
Hanging five
yes.
off of the Galaxy Glider.
Why not?
And you have a very clear opportunity to make your attack. What kind of attacks do you do, those two that are hanging off? And also Andros would have a kind of third attack.
Oh, I mean, like, I assumed that the glider was gonna go into him and then I would have just used this like
we
a last kind of
like and then I also thought we could kind of go out and hit him also like from the side. So he hits in the middle and then maybe we fly to like hit on the side.
So it's just like
a pincer attack.
Yeah,
exactly. It's like a boomerang effect.
Go ahead and roll your 4d6 again.
Oh, nice. Do we need
for everybody?
Do we need an ultra or we're
the damage?
Okay, cool, cool.
Damage, okay.
Okay, cool.
You go first.
Mega.
I got an extra die.
Okay, you go.
Thank
there
you. Go to die! Oh, 6, 3, 5, 3. So that's 11, 17.
17. Nice.
There you go.
Okay. Mine is. Ooh. Okay, so 8, 5, and 3. So what is that? 8, 9, 10, 16.
Mm-hmm.
Andra.
Come on, Andra.
Big money.
I'm a killer.
Do it.
3. No, I'm not.
Oh, no, you got a good one.
Oh, yeah. So we got lightning bolt, 4, 4, 3. Mm-hmm. So there's 10. 17.
17.
Yes. All right. So Goldar doesn't even see or hear you guys coming. You come in, I would say maybe like Jem on the left.
Revenge!
Aisha on the right, landing their attacks with your cloud hatchet and blade blaster. And then Andros finishing the attack on the center from behind, striking Goldar with your spiral saber.
Okay.
Is he down? Am I the only
Is he dead?
Is he down at least? So I'm like, I'm the only gold!
Huh? You got a problem, man. You got a real problem, man.
We're the only gold!
What did you roll again?
What, for the damage?
Yeah.
It was probably something like 30 or something.
It was 17. 1200.
Something like 30.
I did 17.
17.
Oh, okay. As Andros lands like the final blow of this awesome team attack, Goldar actually falls forward.
Yes. Yes.
And then you hear his kind of painful cry.
That's good.
And really he is hurts. Too, he's, you know, he hasn't disappeared, but he's too weak to pick himself back up.
Can I just like put my foot on him and just push him down?
I'm fine.
Put my foot on him and I just push him down. I'm the only gold. Sorry, that's not really. Yes! We did it, guys!
Such a paint up thing.
We drained his power, so now he's useless to the Supreme guy.
He's pretty much finished.
Oh, that's a good call.
That's one way to do it, guys.
We just run him over.
Do we want to
run him over a bunch of times?
Run
him
all
over.
Chloe, and Vesper now, who is.
She forgot my name.
It is.
It's alright.
In the sky.
Hey guys, I miss hair and nails.
Do you want some
blood?
Of mine?
I can I can tape some of mine to your head.
You know what? I just missed the feel of it, but unfortunately, I don't.
Who is there?
Hi. Who are you?
And what you see is an enormous figure who looks like he's completely made out of lava. He has glowing, fiery eyes. His smile is just like fire.
He's smiling.
And he has horns.
Oh, it's like Satan.
I am Dark Spectre.
Oh, Dark Spectre.
Dark Spectre.
Who are you?
You look like someone else. He's also a volcano dude.
We're the Power Rangers. And we're going to stop whatever stupid plan you have in your little tiny magma brain.
That's right. Lava pun.
Are you also the one who brought these ships?
Oh.
No, we didn't actually.
I do.
Go ahead and roll.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Jeez.
Four. Oh,
yeah. Really?
Yes.
What did you say?
So I'm gonna walk up to Dark Spectre, like walk up to Dark Spectre.
Okay.
You
were probably staring at his navel.
That's fine.
Or if he has one.
That's all right. Where are the other still up
the
monsters?
Alliance.
Yeah, where's the rest of the Alliance?
The time ships.
No. The like Rita and Zan. And
They're in the bowl.
Okay.
On the bottom.
Can they see or hear?
I think they're consumed with the fight that's going on. Goldar was just taken down by some rangers. And then, but Dark Spectre is his attention on you guys.
Okay. All right. Dark Spectre. Merlin, lights please. And I'm gonna just talk to Dark Spectre.
What is this, Eddie?
Merlin's yes, man.
Just...
I am more than just the lighting engineer.
Thank you.
I am Merlin.
I gotcha. Listen, Mr. Spectre.
But still, like, lights a shine, and then the sparkle from your fighting gets a little brighter.
Okay. Listen, Mr. Spectre. I know that you are evil, and it's really weird for me to say this, but I'm going to need you and all of your alliance of evil to be more evil than the evil we are fighting. You see, your evil, weirdly enough, is very important to the time and history of us, the Power Rangers. But there's an evil that's here that's a stronger, more sinister evil that could change the time, not just for us, but for you and for everyone here. So I ask you to use your evil to be good, to stop the evil that we are fighting so that that evil can be done so that our goodness can continue and so can your evil.
Excuse me.
Excuse
me. Dork Spectre. What Eddie's trying to say is our enemy's friend is our other enemy's enemy.
I'm going to say it's a teamwork.
All right.
And you need to roll to convince Dark Spectre.
I double.
I ultra it.
Okay.
That's hot.
You roll two, right?
That's right.
Oh yeah.
Even worse?
No. It was 100% better. I got a two.
Okay.
5 plus 3 teamwork is 8.
Oh my god.
It is Dark Spectre.
Nice. Wow. However, Blue Ranger.
Yes.
You make a point. I'm going to wipe out that guy.
The Alliance leader.
Yes, that.
Yeah.
Guy.
Okay,
he's,
cool.
He's pretty weak right now.
Yeah, he's
You'd have the best chance at getting him before.
Shut up.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
All right, we're going to cut away from this scene.
No, I rolled 2.
But you're more.
Anti-combat, though.
Oh, it's 3.
But it's non-combat, though. It was
for 3. I rolled 3.
You roll three?
I need an ultra.
All right, we're moving the story forward.
All right, fine.
Dark Spectre now in his fiery vision when he looks down at kind of the bowl of the crater. Everything looks like it's on fire. That's what it looks like in Dark Spectre's vision.
So I'm glowing and on fire. Awesome.
He sees you on the edge there, or what appears to be you holding up a sword. But he also sees this guy kind of gesturing very proudly. And goes, Thrax, son of Rita Repulsa, and Lord Zed, I must put you in your place. Ah. And he throws kind of, it looks like three like slashing claws of fire towards Thrax.
Unity! Wait.
All right,
actually,
let's
we can
see
use
what
this to our advantage.
Yeah.
He's gonna rub him though.
As Rax has been kind of consumed with absorbing quantrons and the nephew of Diva Tox, he sees these three kind of bolts of fire attack, head towards his way. He stops what he's doing. He stops absorbing the energy of other villains, and he tries to defend against Dark Spectre. The three kind of attacks actually push through, and Thrax is able to avoid them. He's like, I'm coming for you next. What is your name again? Red Ranger. You've been a thorn in my side this whole time.
I'm gonna make sure you don't forget it. And I want to... Actually... Yeah. You think you're the only who can absorb power? Well, you're not the only one. Merlin, make the sword disappear. Merlin, make the sword disappear. Merlin, make the sword disappear.
Roll for it.
Yeah, Merlin. I'm gonna ultra this.
Okay.
Super it too, baby.
What? Yeah, I'm gonna super it too. I'm gonna ultra and super it.
Cool.
Woo! And you have my...
Yeah, that's right. So that is gonna be 12, 15, 17. 22.
There you go.
And I'd like to make me glow as much as you can. Make me glow. Radio.
You know what, $1 million?
Marvin, I do not understand your obsession with the glow.
Just make me look stronger.
Come on, Merlin, make our Marv glow.
I'll do it. Very well, I'll do it. And then the sword disappears. And then from the ground up, suddenly, it's not just a glow. It's a giant, like, red explosion.
I have
And there's, like, red, like, underlighting and, like, smoke behind you. And your hair is doing, like, that anime thing.
And I like to ultra instinct. No, I'm just kidding.
Are you going to take a combat action? Or?
Not yet. I would still like to... I want to see how he reacts from me absorbing that.
Sure.
You haven't absorbed enough energy yet.
Marv, tell him to come at you one-on-one.
I know, I'm trying to piss him off. Should I try something else? Fine.
Just tell him to come over here.
Blah!
You're wearing your helmet.
I don't know, dude. I'm trying my best.
What is this?
You're not even strong enough to absorb your parents.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
You got the bombs at me.
Come at me.
There you go. There you go.
Bro.
That's it? Yeah, call him a bro.
Yes.
Bro.
Thrax. Take down that ranger in one attack. You can do it. Prove to us that you are our son. I will.
That's amazing. What's wrong? Are you afraid of your parents?
And then Thrax charges up what I think is known in the fandom as a power punch. And you can see, like, an image of his hand that is wrapped in bandages,
but it's like turned into a giant fist. And he actually, you know, kind of revs it up. It's growing and glowing. And then he shoots that punch and extends out from his hand.
He shoots it. He doesn't come to me?
No, towards the hologram.
Okay, then as a hologram, I would like to continue to go like this. Well, he's punching, so it looks like I'm creating a portal.
Uh-huh.
So the punch goes through my body because I'm a hologram. Behind me.
Yeah.
I like to do this. Yeah. Like, that is nothing.
All right, you have to roll.
I'm gonna double super.
The deception, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna double super, and I'm gonna
ultra it.
Double ultra it.
Does this count for anything?
Oh, does my charisma count for anything?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's like selling it.
Yeah, because I'm trying to sell it.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna roll first.
Sell it.
Plus double, oh, that is so bad. Jeez. 9 plus this, and I have your shield.
So three extra. There you go.
Alright, so that's better. 9, 2, that is 18. 21 plus 2 supers is 25.
Plus your.
Oh, yeah, 28!
Plus
the powered up punch heads like a shark towards its target your way, and then. At the moment. Yeah, Vesper, we gotta do it! He wants to create some kind of portal thing!
To make it look like I'm creating a portal thing!
Okay. Alright, what does it look like? I don't know what these things look like.
Make it shiny, bright, and golden so it looks mystical.
We'll make it pink.
Bright and pink, whatever. Do whatever you can.
Okay.
Yeah, pink.
So a sparkly green, and then it flickers to pink, kind of portal shows up. And as the powered up punch hits it, it actually goes through the portal and what appears through your body.
Yeah.
Because it's a hologram, right?
And I want my hologram to say, Rerab, Ikum! So it looks like I'm like casting a spell.
Wow. You just say random words?
Yes.
Nice.
And I kind of start chanting around him.
Wait, you're not with me.
What?
Oh, you're with Chloe and them.
Oh, I'm not with him. Okay.
Hey, Mark.
I do it anyways.
Mark, I think you should make fun of his projectile and tell him to get up to
I'm going. Go, 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 go.
Oh, and do this. And do this.
Oh, yeah. It was lame in other movies, but it's gonna be great here.
How's it finish? How's it
a
going?
A practitioner of dark magic. How can this be?
Dark magic?
You're no
light
ranger.
Magic. I control the light. And as you know, the light is always.
Oh yeah.
They're helping you to try to get your.
Wait, he can even absorb from far away.
Oh yeah, he can.
Oh yeah.
If you piss him off enough, he's gonna come to you.
He's gonna tiger up or cut you.
Dark Spectre is saying what's happening, and he throws his head back and he roars in laughter at Thrax.
And then my hologram is also gonna do the same thing. You are weak!
No, Thraxy! Show him what you got! Absorb Dark Spectre!
What? Absorb your parents first! You cannot control the power of the Dark Spectre. I can sense it. Trust me, I'm stronger than you. Blah! Or just come to me.
Through his disfigured face, you can see his eyes are red and bloodshot. He's very stressed. His nostrils are flaring. He looks up at Dark Spectre, who just laughed at him and his parents.
I laugh again.
I need more. I need more power. Dark Spectre! This will be your last day. And he raises both his hands at Dark Spectre. And then a beam of purple, electric, shimmering energy connects them two. Dark Spectre, who was still in the middle of throwing his head back, laughing, is like, ah! What's happening? And they're locked within a struggle.
At this point, I would like to. Alright, this is our time. This is our chance.
Okay.
We can't take it any other way. This guy's not coming to us. I've tried everything, dude.
I will part us behind him.
Is there any way we could do it from the shadows?
Is that gonna freeze him enough?
Well, I'm just thinking, like, if we go right next time after he's absorbed Dark Spectre, there's a high chance that we wouldn't survive.
Brotherly love.
I think we should get close.
Meanwhile, your call. Go ahead.
Meanwhile, the beam that's connecting Drax and Dark Spectre, you can kind of see the central point. And Dark Spectre has kind of like a fiery, reddish-orange energy, and Drax has a purple, whitish energy, and it's kind of doing this. It's like playing tug-of-war.
Sweet. So I'm going to grab my brother, and we're going to teleport behind him,
behind Thrax, and we're going to pull out our cryo freezer.
If we do this, and then our my hologram is completely useless.
Yep.
Right, Merlin here. Brothers.
Yeah.
Look.
How's everybody hearing us? Look. Mics are off.
At what? Look at what?
I don't have to talk to you.
Look at them. He is saving the dark energy from Dark Spectre. He's becoming unstable.
Wait. Dark Spectre is a magma... Wait. I have a better idea, Joe.
Okay, let's do that before I teleport us.
Yeah, but it's a spear launcher. I want to unload all my energy, my flames, and I want to transfer as an energy right into Dark Spectre. Using my, like, the energy from my Morpher and the fire energy that I have, I want to transfer it into him so that way I just continue to boost this guy with energy.
So you want to make Dark Spectre stronger.
So that way whatever this guy is absorbing, if he's already unstable, I want him to pretty much to be gluttonous and just be like...
Okay.
Or at least I'm trying to.
And then, Joe, are you...
Can you boost my energy?
Nope, can't do that.
Wait, we're brothers. We might be able to.
Just
lend me your energy.
Hands up to the spirit. Yeah.
Teamwork. Come on.
Yeah, teamwork.
Give me more dice. All right.
Let's do it.
And I want to just unload all of my energy and his energy straight into the Dark Spectre.
I can send my lightning through with you.
But your lightning is not the same element as them.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, just send me.
I'm just gonna hold you.
And I just want to turn it into the spear launcher mode, and I just want to unload flames into the part that's already fiery.
All right, go ahead and roll for it.
I'm gonna...
Ultra?
I'm gonna ultra twice. Yeah, I'm gonna ultra twice.
Just ultra once.
That's not bad. 13. I'm not gonna roll this bad dice. 13. 21.
Cool, 16.
21, 16.
Cool.
I'm just putting like one hand on the shoulder thing.
But I feel your energy coursing through me.
That's how they do it. That's how we do it.
That's how we do it.
So, Real Mar, who is probably hidden, maybe along the perimeter or something, actually charges up his Iapetus claws to try to power Dark Spectre. And you, as well, try to lend more energy to grow your brother's fire to also power up Dark Spectre.
Yep.
Dark Spectre gets a hit from the side, but he is so consumed with trying to take down Thrax. And suddenly you see, if this is Dark Spectre and this is Thrax, and it's doing this, it's going more towards Thrax now, and it looks like his Dark Spectre's fiery energy is about to explode in Thrax's face.
I'll take that too. Wait a minute. What are we gonna do with Dark Spectre?
I'll figure it out.
All right.
So you continue to lend
load
more
energy.
Fire energy towards Dark Spectre.
And then...
No! This is Thrax.
Oh, good.
And then you see kind of Thrax kind of lean forward, charge up his two power punches, and then do this. And then the two powered punches actually push that fight towards Dark Spectre. It hits Dark Spectre. Mm. And then Dark Spectre is completely obliterated on contact by Thrax's two power punches. Now, when you look back at Thrax, he is at what appears to be a godly-like level. He is hovering about 3 feet off the ground, and through his bandages, you can see his musculature,
is kind of like pulsing.
Merlin, you lied to us! He's not unstable, he's just getting stronger! Thanks
so he
for the
absorbed
tip, dude!
He absorbed him, he didn't destroy it. He wasn't destroying him, he was absorbing it.
He absorbed Dark Spectre, and in doing so, he destroyed him.
Oh, we got a bad tip. What can we do?
So I just, I'll dump us both.
Yeah.
I just want to check in with our other rangers over here. You see all of this. And all you see, the Alliance leader now that he's like glowing and huge with energy, all he says to himself is, power, power, power. I think if you rush him, you could probably get there in about 10 seconds with your ranger speed.
You know what I think, guys? I think that we keep missing a big thing. Like, he's absorbing dark power, but he can't absorb, you know, our power, which is good power. I think as a team, if we all rushed him at the same time, we might be able to blanket that dark power and might be able to, you know, possibly take him out.
All right, I'm going to start the
initiative.
I'm going to start the initiative, and we're just going to do it in order from my left to right.
Perfect.
So everybody has an opportunity, if they want, to do something about their situation.
Cool.
All righty.
Team by Zordon. So that includes Chloe, Eddie, and Jack. And Vesper Alpha. You are still next to Zordon, but Dark Spectre is gone. So that's something to do.
Did you guys hear that?
What?
Yeah.
I think Dark Spectre.
Oh, you notice it. It's not a secret.
Shut up himself.
Wow.
That idiot, man.
I thought that was a mic drop.
Yes, yes. I know this isn't like an immediate problem. I know we have bigger problems, but. And he doesn't look at me the same way as he used to. What do I do?
I don't know. Are you still wearing the underwear?
I am. It's not working.
We'll go shopping later. We'll fix it. Don't worry, girl. I got you.
Okay, so what should we do now? Why haven't you guys just like stomped on him with your Zords?
We're protecting Zordon. Right?
Correct.
Eddie, what do you want us to do? I'm asking you.
Okay. I'm just like looking around at all the chaos.
I'm posing like this.
And so
I pose as well because I see her do it and I'm like I
So there was some glowing that was happening?
Yeah,
oh boy,
okay,
we're going.
let's go to keep this all kind of organized. Let's go to check in on the stealth team. So that includes Jack, Vesper, Alpha, Eddie and Chloe. You just watched Dark Spectre completely be obliterated by Thrax. Thrax is doing this walk around where he's like, power, power, power. Zordon is kind of like, Rangers, now is our chance.
Yes.
What was your plan?
You tell us,
We were gonna put Zordon into my Tomodinky and rescue him and go back to the ship.
Chloe,
right?
Wait a minute. Zordon, our only goal here is to stop the Alliance and preserve your ability to be self-determined to make your own choice and follow your timeline. So how can we help you? We can try to evacuate you off of this massive, crazy Bond villain machine, or we can stay here and defend you till the end.
Wise words. And as he's addressing you, saying that that he agrees, what looks like to be a claw from an arcade claw machine, but a lot bigger, drops down over Zordon.
I run and jump on Zordon, like a little monkey.
And I grab onto Chloe's leg.
So Zordon is now being pulled by this claw hand by an Alliance ship. And they're trying to pull him up out of the scene. Those of you who want to like jump on Zordon's energy tube to maybe do something about that, roll.
Jack, we should all jump on. Let's do like
a right. Yeah, let's
jump. Yeah, you all.
I'm battle-ized, so I can carry all of us. Don't worry, we're good.
I'm riding the tube. And I'm supposed to roll 3d6 now, right?
Yes.
All right.
What about me?
I think Alpha is just as powerful.
Yeah!
Yay!
I'm tired of ones and twos. I'm going ultra.
Oh! All right, so I got 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Okay. You used an ultra, right, Jack?
I did, yeah.
Do I get to use teamwork on this?
Oh, you also want to?
Yes, I'm gonna need it. 11.
Okay.
I got an 18.
18.
Nice.
Okay. So I guess the order is Chloe, then Vesper, then Jack, and then Eddie. Are making this human chain, or maybe kind of around the base of Zordon's tube, trying to catch and pull him down. All three of you besides Chloe, so... no, actually, you can fly too. So, Eddie and Jack, as you jump up as high as possible, it's too late. You jumped after the two girls, so you just can't quite make it. Because Alpha has like a little bit of a boost and so does Chloe, I would say they actually make contact on Zordon's tube. However, you feel your fingers slipping.
No!
And then you drop down towards the planet and Zordon is being carried away.
No!
Can I make a whirlwind and jump back up to the tippy top?
It's kind of like a save... Like an opportunity, so I'll give you one opportunity, and that's it. Last action for the initiative.
Okay.
Go for it, Chloe.
Can I super ultra it?
Okay.
Wow.
Sorry, guys.
Okay. Do what you gotta do. Ooh.
19. Don't smile like that.
I know. I'm nervous.
Nope.
It's only one away. It makes me smile. One away from what? I don't know.
Dang it. Wait, let me recount.
I don't know.
And so, since you're in your battleized form, as you slip, you kind of get...
Wait, I'm sorry. I said 19. 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
Okay.
I forgot the supers.
Okay.
Nice.
Good.
Nice.
In your battleized form, it's like slow motion. You're like falling away from Zordon. And then you feel like an extra boost from deep inside yourself.
That's
my
burritos.
Stomach. It's in my stomach.
Burritos. Yeah. Burritos.
And then you launch yourself just enough and you have your hands on the tube. You're in your arms, but you're still being dragged away by the Alliance contraption.
Later.
Hey guys! Hey guys! Guys!
Yeah? You did it, Chloe!
Oh shoot! No, just it.
Just let go!
Don't let go!
We're gonna transfer over to the rest of our Rangers check-in, and then we'll go back to you, Chloe, and the rest of the stealth group. The Alliance leader is just saying to himself, power, 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 and he's shaking as he walks. I would say, let's, like I said, from left to right, so Marv, it's your turn first.
Is my hologram still up?
Yeah.
Alright, cool. Not enough power! I don't know, what else can I do?
I really don't know.
I think that's great.
Oh, actually, at this time, I want to say, you think that's power? I want to go like this. I want to say, it's boom time! And I want to clap. And I want the bombs under me to explode.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, at this point, the bombs aren't going to do much anyways. I just want to at least frighten him.
Just roll 1d6. It has to be 2 or higher.
What
it's
a
very easy.
Waste of some bombs.
I'm gonna super it. And that is a 3?
Alright, so the bombs explode underneath you. Did you want the hologram to stay?
I want the hologram to stay, yes.
Okay.
I would like for
it. Ay, ay, ay! Alright! You want the hologram to still be there?
I have no other plan!
man, Alpha. I'm honestly at my wit's end. I don't know what else to do. The guy's shaking. He's absorbed like this godlike power. He obviously, if he absorbs more, he doesn't seem like he's unstable. He doesn't look like he's gonna explode at any point. This is all I can do. All
right. So he slowly walks towards the direction of Marv's hologram.
Oh, now he comes.
Now he comes.
Next. Joey, it'll be your turn.
I guess I'll just make him want to absorb more.
He's not taking his turn yet.
No.
Well, so, where are we at now?
Same.
Well, he's here.
Our treasure has been absorbed by the Alliance leader. Merlin reminded you guys, seems like he's becoming unstable.
It looks like he's just shaking from all the muscles, Merlin.
Bro, I'm gonna teleport to the other side of him. I'm gonna try to stun him, and then you're gonna freeze him.
Wait,
done?
No. This is not a good idea. Even before, we wouldn't have been able to take him on head on. If you want to do that, we all have to go in and do that.
Cool,
you
can't let's call the team.
All right, let's do it. I mean,
you call the team, and I will.
Alright guys, we made a mistake. We thought that he was gonna we thought that this was gonna work.
Understatement of the year.
We need to all work together to stop him.
I'm down. Let's do it.
I'm starting the attack. Let's go.
You're not talking.
And you're like, you hear this, but you're like hanging off of the Zordon too.
Whoever else is preoccupied.
Okay, cool.
Wait, do you need help?
I don't even know what's gonna happen.
Can't you fly?
Me?
Aren't you in your suit or something?
My feet have little wings on them, but I've never tried that.
Oh yeah, you can control the wind, can't you? You can hurl Kane Roll when
you're
something.
Maybe you should just shield Zordon.
But anyways.
I'm gonna be a human shield for Zordon. If you guys find my parents, tell them I love them.
don't talk.
We're
like
not
that.
Gonna let you get out of here.
We're gonna let
you. Corey, do you need help? If you need help, we'll come to you now. I'll make that my priority.
My butt's clinched and I'm ready to go.
All right, we're starting the attack on Rex. Now, I'm gonna teleport to the other side so that he doesn't see the real Marv.
Okay.
And I'm gonna throw my Hydra's coil.
Okay.
And from far away, I'll do this Iapetus spear launcher at him.
So it's an enormous team attack just between you two.
Hopefully,
you're gonna do your Iapetus.
Yeah, we all need to do it. You can't go alone. You will get obliterated. All
right.
And Vesper Alpha is just going to sing a song in the background.
If any of you have projectiles, send them this way.
Nice. Yes.
Okay?
Just give you Queen. That's
boom. We've already won.
Chloe's butt is clenched. All right.
I'm going to teleport to the other side and throw my Hydra's coil.
Okay. And the rest of the Rangers, they're on the ground. They had just defeated Goldar. And now everybody is kind of, they just saw Thrax, the Alliance leader, defeat Dark Spectre, and he's enormous now, and he's, but he seems to be unstable, and he shakes with every kind of waft, but he's still very scary, as dark energy is kind of emanating from his, just exploding out of his seams.
If they've got a plan, and they need us to join them to attack, I'm happy assist.
Where are we in a position near
geography.
Geography. I would think that the hologram hasn't moved. It's still at the edge of the crater.
Right.
I think at the center is the Alliance leader who had just absorbed Dark Spectre. I think you guys were off to the side behind him, not too far away, fighting Goldar.
So we're behind him.
Do you still want to continue?
I would say behind to the right.
Isn't he going towards
He is going towards...
Which is on the edge of the crater.
Yeah.
Could we possibly push him off the crater? Since he's going to the edge?
If you wait for him to make it there.
Okay.
How long is it going to take them to get there? Are we talking like a 20-hour trip or like...
I said that
we don't have diameter.
The edge of the crater is flat. Yeah, so he's going to just...
Right.
Yeah, it would be like rolling down a hill.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, that could be part of the plan.
Well, I mean, they just want synchronized attack, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We're still on the glider. Perfect. Shall we just attack at the same time, time it?
Good idea.
Well, yeah. But what I wanted to know, can I use the what that was the quad blaster?
Get it.
It was like where the Astro Blaster and the Spiral Saber were put together.
Yes, I think you do have that weapon at this point of time in history.
Good. I don't want you to
I think so.
Back in the
Andros uses the
Do not at me if I'm wrong, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
Power Rangers history.
Okay. Good.
Okay, so yes, you can use that weapon.
I want to shoot him in the back of the knee with that.
Right.
Back in the knee. Okay, yeah. Nice. All right.
Anyone else?
I'm starting with my coil.
Okay. Yeah. We're coming in on
I'm trying to start with my coil.
Oh boy.
That was Are we doing ranged attacks?
Or we're doing synchronizing? Synchronizing.
Yeah. Synchronizing the attacks. Ranged attacks would be best.
What? Ranged attacks range. Would be best.
No, right. Everyone in here, everyone. I will give the signal for everyone to do their attack. 3, 2, 1. Oh,
that was the signal.
Oh, that was such a bad roll.
We got what everybody was attacking. Oh, roll your dice. Everybody roll your
3d6.
3d6? Oh.
3d6.
Come on, baby.
Is there anything that we can do?
The Megas for damage.
Okay. Okay. Oh. We added
it. So
we
don't 14. 14. 14 for me on my 3d6.
What happened to Lena's song? I've got 5.
SPD green. There you are. Cool.
Wait, you got.
That's 9. Oh, 9. I've got 9.
9?
I'm sorry. Okay. I can't count.
Yeah, thank goodness.
I like that one.
I got, yes, you're welcome. 12.
Okay, 12?
Yeah.
9, 12.
14.
14. 13. 12. 12.
Merlin, Nina. All right. Suddenly, from those who are at the perimeter and those who are right behind him, you see kind of beams of energy all directed at Thrax at the same time. And it all kind of hits. He creates kind of a bubble of energy around himself. The power! I will absorb it all, and he attempts to try to absorb all your attacks at the same time. Merlin goes, "No, you mustn't." Lena Song here. I don't know what's happening. Pew 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 pew. kind of. Let's check in with how do you guys react as you see him trying to absorb all those attacks?
So is it did my coil land on him?
Yeah,
or?
Did our hits?
It hits like. Just an edge, so it looks like it's about to land, but he's like holding it off.
Do
we
it again.
Need more power.
Do it again.
Just keep blasting.
Just keep doing it. Yeah.
Do it again. Don't stop. Don't keep stop shooting.
Yeah. I'm just gonna keep running the start of my lightning through the blades.
Okay.
I don't care if we gotta shoot him 40 times. He's going down.
As he tries to absorb each and every one of those attacks, he shakes more and more with every movement. Rita says to Thrax, "My son, you can do it. Defeat all these rangers. You are strong now. Grow, grow."
Whoever's next to her, punch her.
Fatherly love.
I got it. Go.
Thrax,
punch her in the face.
Punch her with his foot.
Turns and acknowledges, kind of like his mother and his father, over his shoulder. And then Andros, with his attack, actually cuts through and hits him behind the knee, and he falls on one knee, and then the other. The power! It is too... And then he completely implodes.
Whoa. Wow!
What?
And,
from the core, it almost looks like, you know, like the Big Bang or something. And a wave of that dark, purpley-white electric energy washes over the whole crowd. Diva Talks takes her head from underneath the table. What is going on? And then Rita and Zed, since they were very close to their son, also get hit with this giant wave of dark energy and are thrown aback. Astronema, kind of at the edge of the perimeter, looks at everything and decides this is her time to leave. Rita turns towards Zed. Do you feel that? all that power. Our sun is gone, but his dark energy washed over us.
Oh no.
We are stronger.
Did we get some of that?
Let's defeat all these rangers.
How about no?
Wait, guys.
Lord Zen.
We've taken out the Alliance leader. Have you guys secured Zordon?
Well, that's not exactly going well. Boss has the giant explosion of dork energy.
I'm getting to that. Lord Zed responds to Rita.
No, my dear. You see what happens when you rush in without a plan. We must regroup and make a new mission with our newfound powers.
Wait, and Rita and Lord Zed teleport out of there.
Well,
Chloe, who has still been hanging off.
Hanging on
to Zordon for dear life, sees the wave of dark energy, sees that Thrax is gone, but is getting closer and closer to the opening of the ship. A bunch of cronies, especially the one that ran away and shut the door, stick their heads out and they start firing at you all at once, Chloe. There's five of them, and they're like,
and my hands are clenched onto
Zordon still, but they're trying to hit you and knock you off, and maybe defeat you. I don't know.
Possibility. Let go.
So we've taken care of that guy.
So shoot, is there a top part to Zordon that I can come, I can get on top? Like, what does it look like?
I imagine that you're hanging off right here.
Oh, okay.
Right? So if he's there, there's a tube, excuse me. There's a tube and you're just like hanging off the edge right there.
Mm-hmm. Can I make an attempt to do a little bit of a burst? Maybe my Phoenix burst, which is a kick push off, and push myself to the tippy top of Zordon to steady myself and then attack.
Okay, so you want to make it from the bottom to the top to attack the guys that are shooting.
That are shooting, just because at this point my hands are clenched on to Zordon. So.
Yes, you're just hanging on to Zordon right at the bottom rim. All right, as you're hanging off though, those five still get an attack, so roll to defend.
Okay.
Zeros.
Dang it.
Rough.
All right. Any of those things help me? Okay.
If they hit, the damage does. Mega, you can use a mega, but mega. We don't have any more supers or ultras.
Oh, cool.
Ow!
Okay.
Just the dice. Trust the dice.
Just not mine.
You got this.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. 16?
Ooh, nice.
Do I have any stealth in this? No, that's different.
No,
I always get it confused. I know. I get confused.
No dice.
Let's go.
All right.
Gotta ask.
As you're kind of swinging off the bottom of Zordon's tube, you're a hard target to hit. So the first two, pew pew, don't land their attack. However, the third teams up with the other three, and they all hit you at the same time. And the blast hits you in the arm, and it's enough to make you let go, and you drop off of Zordon's tube. And they
can I now do an action if I'm dropping? Because I was offending, so now
yeah,
I've been shot,
yeah, okay. So as you are falling off of Zordon's tube, Zordon actually says, Chloe, you did your best. Work together with your rangers. Together, you are more. And he gets like rolled into the ship, and the door is about to close.
Okay.
But you can do something about
it. Yeah, I want to do something about it. Right. I'm not done yet, Zordon. Okay, as I'm falling, I'm gonna do Phoenix Hyperforce Zord online and
yes.
Get into my Zord, and I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start shooting at the claw that has Zordon,
in an attempt to break it. And then I'd like to go in, since my little phoenix Zord has claws, and swoop up on Zordon.
Okay.
And take him to safety.
Okay.
Do it, girl.
Do it.
Ooh, you got this.
We see in the Zord?
You got this, Chloe.
I was looking for some supers and stuff. I'll see you in a... That's fine. Please.
All right. Super Zordon.
Oh, I got 4 now. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Boom. Yeah.
14.
Woo.
How many did you roll? 3? No, you're supposed to roll 4 now.
All right, Deb.
I did.
Okay. As you land, teleport into your Phoenix Hyperforce Zord, you swoop up right underneath, and actually you touch the edge of Zordon's tube on the rim, close to where you're hanging off, but you actually help put Zordon into the ship,
no!
And the door closes.
It's okay, Chloe.
Traitor! Traitor!
It's okay, I screwed up too big time.
Ethan effort!
I made the dude god mode.
I
think...
Well, for what it's worth, I wanted to do that.
We should all just zord up and try to get this thing.
Our zords can't just exist in space.
Why not?
What are we gonna do? Just you want me to cat paddle in space?
That sounds cute. I don't know. Maybe you can roll.
There seems to be gravity.
All right.
We're jumping and she's
falling. Yeah, Rangers.
She flies.
We have to secure Zordon. Wait. What is everybody else doing?
We just destroyed Thrax. That's what we're doing.
Back down on the ground.
Taking 5 minutes is what
Thrax,
I'm doing.
Thrax has been completely destroyed. However,
why are they still doing the plan?
Can I get in my Zord and fly up? Because I've got a chicken sword. I can.
Yeah.
However, on the ground, Divatox now reveals herself from underneath the table, and then there's Finster, and Astronema, and a few other characters, some foot soldier types, who have emerged, and they're all pointing their weapons at Jem, Aisha, Andros, and Merlin, and Lena Song. Everybody has been seen.
Oh, you!
And then Divatox turns and acknowledges Aisha.
You there! I blame you for all this mess. My nephew is gone. I will destroy you.
Oh man, it's about to be awesome.
And then she just tries to jump and jump kick you.
What? I got the same
got no business jumping.
Fury
okay.
That I'm about to unleash on her. That ain't happening, Divatox. So, can I do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Awesome. Well, Sabertooth, how many do I roll? Do I have to roll?
3, yes, you do have to roll.
Does it actually just hit?
Can I just do it?
Kick, she's got like a rubber skirt on, man.
And it's 3?
Yes.
Can I use a mega? Because if I'm able to land it, I can just...
Use the mega after.
When you, if you've made a successful...
Oh, okay, okay.
The damage roll.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Ooh! 12, 13, 14.
Maybe not as she kind of does like a jump kick and she tries to kick you with the heel,
yeah.
You actually catch the heel with your hand. And you're able to, what would you do in that situation? If you have her heel between your hands, would you pull her towards you, push you away, or what would you do?
I would pull her towards me,
mm-hmm.
And I have fighting agility.
Okay.
Hey. Impressive fighting agility. So as I pull her towards me, I'm going to just sling her around like a rag doll.
Okay.
Somebody please draw that.
That sounds like a fanfic.
Beautiful. This is when you can add the megas.
Okay, so add the mega. What do I do? Roll one?
That is for every mega, it's plus 2 to the damage.
I've been the best at filling it in.
What
2 megas?
Okay.
No, okay.
Do it.
Yeah.
So
do
I roll 1 dice?
No, 3
dice. 3 dice?
Yep.
Oh, okay, so plus 2, so plus 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. Ooh, I needed it. 8, 9, 10, 14.
All right, so you have her completely by like the foot and the ankles, and you're just slamming her back and forth. Hey, let go of my ankle! Astronema walks in. Yeah, she's wearing her high heels, slick black outfit, purple hair. You know the drill.
Yeah.
And she sees both of you, Jem and Andros and Lena, and she decides, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And she rushes towards Andros and also tries to maybe strike kind of like a roundhouse strike kick. And elbow.
Look what you have.
You're gonna have to roll to defend.
I know. I know. But wait, what? Roll to
you,
what?
You have to roll to defend that attack.
How many?
Same.
Three
dice.
Okay.
Big money, big money. You got this.
No, I don't. That's a 7.
Yeah. That's a 7. And so her damn. Double little, like kick, roundhouse kick, elbow strike actually lands, but you only take 10 points of damage. And then, Jem, I'm going to bounce it to you. We have to kind of speed this up a little bit. You see kind of Diva Talks and Aisha doing a tango.
Yeah.
And you also see Astronema.
I saw the Zordon being flown away. I've got an aerial flying sword, mm-hmm. So I'm thinking I'm the only one that can assist Chloe at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Am I able to get into my sword?
I have a
call it, see what happens.
Glider. Chicken sword, get over here.
You hear kind of go ahead and roll.
Three?
One.
One. Okay. I need a lightning bolt. Three.
Okay, so before you like call down your chicken zord, Merlin says, "No, everybody here, we must move quickly. Aisha, Jem, Andros, we stay here. We defend. Okay. Destroy these villains.
Okay.
Hyperforce, you must chase down that plane in your time ship. Make sure you secure Zordon. Don't let them get away."
Oh wait, Alpha. Vesper. How do? Can you ask Alpha how we get out of here?
Or you could just ask Vesper.
Oh, actually, yeah, Vesper. How do we get out of here?
I don't know, Alpha. How do we get out of here?
Or we could ask Chloe. Chloe, you could take us to the time ship, right?
Oh, you want to use me as like your mode of transportation? You want me to like just taxi,
I need your help.
Pick you up?
No, I need your help. I'm depending
on
you,
Chloe. Can you teleport us up?
No, Joe, it's me. I'm doing this. Joe, you teleport yourself. And I, I'm feeling really sad about my like failed attempt. So I just kind of do like a little flip and then come back down, let everyone in, give them some fresh water, a couple minutes.
Oh, thanks.
Go back up to the spaceship.
I have no mouth.
I am going to teleport to the plane, the Alliance Leader thing, and put a tracker and then port back to the time ship. That way we know where we're going.
You can, so you want to teleport to the ships as they're leaving.
Yeah, and put a tracker on
The outside.
Yeah, on the outside.
Sabotage.
Okay, you have to roll.
I will roll.
It's going to be 1d6, just for simplicity.
Cool.
And it's hard, though, so I'm going to say it's a 5 or higher.
Okay.
Ooh. Can we
let's try it. Let's
no.
find out.
Come on.
Come on.
What is it? Tell me what it
is. Not even close. Didn't work.
Didn't happen. I just teleported back to the time ship.
Sure. So, we're all on the Hyperforce time ship right now.
A for effort.
Yes.
While our allies, Andros, Aisha, Jem, Lena Song, Merlin, are fighting bravely
we're
on
fighting.
The ground, the remaining villains that were at the United Alliance of Evil party.
Can I just send a message just saying?
Yeah, it was like, oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for cleaning up on this.
Yeah. We'll do the dirty work. Don't you worry.
Yeah, don't worry.
I just want to make sure we have a moment.
Thank you, Rangers.
We'll pick up your slack.
Thanks,
guys. We got
guys.
You. We got you.
May the power protect you.
Or if you see my parents, okay,
can you guys get back to your own time safely?
We got this.
I may have forever stuck.
Yeah, okay, all right. You probably, yeah.
In a different timeline. Yeah.
Fire off the explosions that Jem gave
another
me.
Another universe?
Oh, you want to fire off the explosions, like, decoratively?
Yes.
Can I just swap your the explosives that I put on you for all the glitter to come
this
out?
Is for you.
Oh!
Wait, you
brought
some
glitter bombs. Glitter bombs.
It's
we're
like
so
glitter.
Hyperforce Rangers.
I'm like,
yes.
I'm like bleeding to death right now.
Hurry.
Glitter bombs.
You must track down Zordon. And at that moment, as Merlin is kind of saying his, like, goodbye, you need to focus on your mission message. Chloe hears a little voice. In her head, like,
oh god, I'm going crazy.
She's heard another little voice before. Ooh. Same voice. Join us. Come with us. And then, for some reason, as you're watching the Time Force ships fly away with Zordon, you know which one of those seven ships has Zordon on it. You can't explain it. But you have this like gut feeling, and you—it's almost like you have like a tracker in your mind's eye, and you can kind of track where it's going. Well, just Chloe.
Ooh. Guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't explain it, but I know Zordon is in that ship right there.
I trust you.
Sweet.
I've made that mistake before once.
Yeah. We need to follow it. Get to it as quick as possible.
Let's do it.
Get us there.
All right!
Vesper.
Oh, whoops. Hey, Vesper, could you please... Vesper, could you please tell Alpha to take the ship over there?
I will take us myself.
Thank you, Vesper.
I gotta work on the way I talk to Alpha. I just realized...
We should really split those two, like, before, you know, the next time we have to fight.
All right, Alpha has sent the Time Force, Hyper Force... time ship towards those ships to track them, with Chloe kind of having that mental image remain in her head, like a tracker has embedded in her brain. That's the end of the episode, everybody.
Yes!
Thank you so much.
Good
for
luck,
being
Hyperforce.
Here.
We're gonna need it.
Good luck, Hyperforce.
That is the end of our
of
the first part of our two-part season finale. Make sure you tune in same time next week for the exciting finish of Power Rangers Hyperforce. Special thanks again to Christopher Kamen Lee, Karen Ashley, Mike Jen. Thank you so much. It was a crazy episode to come visit on.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I think I would love to acknowledge anybody who's won the giveaway. Can somebody update me on the status of our subscriber giveaways? We had two. Congratulations. Their names will be in the chat room. Thank you so much. And don't go away. There's still an opportunity to support Hyper RPG, Hyper Force, and to check in with maybe some of us during our fireside chat.
Thanks for watching tonight.
Thank you.